10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm on. Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? Happy Monday to you. That's right, it's Monday, y'all. July 1st. Wow, we halfway through 2013. How's your year been so far, and what you got planned for the year coming up, the rest of the year? I hope you're having a little bit of fun somewhere in there. That's all I can say. All right, today is Soapbox Monday here on Let's Talk, and we got some things we're going to start off with, but of course, as always, the caller controls what the topic. Hey, so if there's something you want to get on the soapbox to talk about, hey, come on, let's make the thing happen today, all right? I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, The Talk. Oh man, I'm telling you, this beat always gets special on a Monday morning, man. A Monday, because it's just on the chill side of the house. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it sounds so freaking good. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Joe, get out my damn chat room, get on these phone lines, quit playing. Goofy, I see you out there, migraine. And of course, we got Enjoying Life checking me out also. We got guests, 1677 in the house. I want to say thank y'all. Thank you for joining me today. And as I said before, we got a good show planned. I'm going to start off with some things. But as I said before also, the caller controls what we're going to talk about. So, hey, we got the caller controls the show, so hey, if it's something y'all want to get on the soapbox and start chatting about, no problem. I ain't going to say chat, talk about, discuss. Hey, no problem. Give us a call. Me and the crew, we'll talk about anything because we versatile that way. You know what? Now, I have to admit, though. Not the caller controls. Oh, my goodness. All right. Look, it's like this, y'all. That's what I like about my career. We are so versatile. There's nothing we can't talk about. Now, we're not saying that we're... Well, there's nothing like... we may not be experts on everything, but we're pretty good, though. Okay, I think Joe been out there drinking some goat milk or something. He on that special stuff today, y'all. But that's all right. We're going to make it happen. Okay, anyway, once again, welcome to Soapbox Monday on Let's Talk. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we have some things going on today, and we're going to have some fun, y'all. We really are. We're going to have some fun. I don't know what's wrong with Joe today, man. I don't know. We may have to go and send him a special doobie or something so he can get it right over there because he's acting crazy. Yeah, Goofy. That's your answer. Yes, Goofy. All right. Anyway, check this out, y'all. You know what? I need somebody to call because, you know, give me a call. That way we can go ahead and talk about the house rules. Now, I go and talk about the house rules. I kind of like the way Joe did it last week, though. Joe was on point with that house rule. Anyway, one day a week you should call this show Miss Talk and let Renee run the show. Oh, really? Oh, you want Renee to run the show? All right, I'll see if I can reach out and see if she... You call me Miss Talk again, though, it's going to be hot and popping. I just looked at that. I'm Mr. Talk. I'm not Miss Talk. There's nothing miss about me. Trust me, and you can put that in the bank. All right? But it's all good. Yeah, we're going to see. Renee is a busy lady, so, you know, I don't know. I can call in again for those house rules. Wait. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all are so funny. Y'all are. Y'all funny today. That I'm talking about. That was what this should be about. Just having some fun. Man, I'm telling you. But anyway, we're going to let Joe go on and give the house rules out again today because I like the way he gave them last week. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Eric. What's going on?
What's happening? You still playing in the chat room now?
Nah, my goat's milk still got me.
Ah, okay.
Wait, I got to say something to this one particular person, man. Okay, now finished. Okay. Now you want me to give the house rules?
That's right, y'all. Here's Joe with the house rules, y'all. Y'all better listen to him.
I'm trigger happy today.
I'm telling you. All right, here's Joe.
All right, listen up, you fat ass chicks and you dead brain guys. Here's the house rules according to Eric Jackson, 62, owner of this particular show called Mr. Talk, one of the better shows on BTR. Why? Before I give the house rules, because when you call in, he is always looking at the switchboard. He picks you up rather quickly, and he lets everybody, even Mike, if you know who he is, have a voice. So those of you who have an opinion which is different than ours, different than Eric's, that's not a problem. You call on in and we'll debate. We'll do it nicely at times, too. Not very often, but sometimes. Now, here are the house rules. Nobody calling in here can talk over other people. Doesn't matter if it's the crew. Doesn't matter if it's new people. You've got to stay in your own lane. Okay? That's one of them. The other one is people have to show respect towards one another. No ad hominem attacks, which means for those who have an IQ that are less than 140, which isn't too bad because you're almost genius, is that you don't attack each other personally. If you don't like each other's beliefs, not a problem. Say so. Say it up front, but attack each other personally. That's only reserved for me, and then I'll get zapped about 13,000 times because Michael's not here. So, other than that, the house rules are anybody can come in, anybody can talk about anything. Today is an open mic day, and now I give you back to the owner, creator of the show, Eric, Mr. Talk. Here it is.
All right, Joe. Thank you, Joe. That was pretty cool. I like that. I don't know. You better quit calling my people heifers and hold and all that, though.
Hey, I'm telling you. You know the chicks
yeah.
that call in here a fat.
Uh-huh. I don't know no such thing.
Yeah, I know the fat. I can tell by the sound of their voice.
Yeah, all right. No, Goofy, you may smoke weed, Goofy, but you're not a dead brain. That's for dang on sure.
I wasn't talking about you, Goof.
I know. That's a personal attack. You know what? Y'all on something special today. I'm glad. Because I got some things we're going to talk about that really. I'm going to see how good y'all heads are today. But anyway, I already know where you're going to go with this, Joe, so I'll wait. But anyway, before we get to that, man, you know, we always got to get our quote of the day and our song of the day out the way because, you know, I got to get that in to make you think about some things. All right, so Joe, I'm going to place you on mute real fast, and I'll get back to you in a minute, okay?
All right.
All right, y'all, that was Joe with the quote. Hey, you can't beat the way he said. I mean, I say it pretty good, but the way he said it makes you laugh. But it's really serious, though. You come in here, you come in my show acting crazy, I'm going to handle you, okay? It's just that simple. All right, now. The quote of the day is a good day, man. I mean, it's a good quote. I love this quote. I mean, there's not too many I don't have that I don't like, but some mean a little bit more to me than others. They really do. And I think this is a good quote to start Mondays off with. because, you know, everybody look at Monday as the, you know, they have problems and, you know, they all woe is me. Well, here's the quote of the day. No matter how good or bad you have it, wake up each day thankful for your life. Someone somewhere else is desperately fighting for theirs. You understand that? Do you really get that, the point of that? I hope some of you do. And I know some of you need it. Okay, let me say it one more time. No matter how good or bad you have it, wake up each day thankful for your life. Someone somewhere else is desperately fighting for theirs. That's right. You know, so for those that want to wake up and clown and say, oh, what was me? Remember that. While you waking up and you got all this good stuff going on, or bad, somebody else, in, you know, just not only just fighting for theirs, you know, their family, you never know what the other person is going through. So if you wake up and everything working and, you know, you able to breathe, you should be thankful for that. All right. Now, that was the quote of the day. Whoever needed that, I hope that, you know, pushes you along for the rest of the week, hopefully the rest of your life. All right, now, being that it's Monday, and it's in the afternoon now, so the Monday blues kind of been kicked in a little bit because you're like, oh, man, I got something that's going to make you cheer you up a little bit, you know, make you bob your head a little bit before we get to talking. All right, so without further ado, y'all, here it is, the song of the day.
You look so much better when you're home. then you gotta have something to have sin. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. That was I Smile by Kirk Franklin. Oh, man. See? Yeah. That's Kirk Franklin, man. Hey, I see you out there, my grand. Yeah, we going to get some. Hey, I done played Marvin Gaye before. You just may have been, you may have missed it, but I did play it. And some Billie Holiday. Yeah, I got that, too. Who knows, I may play some of that later on this week. I think I got a couple of good shows planned that may require. But anyway, so hey, I want to say welcome to Kat and Knowledge out there and everybody else who's joining us now. Vern, I see you just joined in because we got Goofy on the switchboard as well. All right, so let me go on and bring Mr. Joe back in from Montana. With the goats. What's up, Joe?
You back? You're interrupting my goat making.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. You know, just put some Vaseline on it. It was.
Vaseline's good.
Well, I tell you. Oh, you've done that before? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. I wouldn't tell nobody.
Hey, don't tell anybody except thousands of people listening in. That's all.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. At least they don't know who you are, right? They don't know you.
Yeah, that's true.
But that is funny. That really is. But anyway. Oh, so, Joe, what happened over the weekend? You go dance or anything?
No.
Oh. Hey, well, hello, Debbie Daly. Wait a minute. I ain't see Miss Debbie Daly out there. Hello. Thank you for joining us today. Joe, fix that phone, please. Please fix your
phone. Obama!
Okay, yeah, please. Okay. Whatever. Fix that dang on phone.
So we got because what I'm hearing your name off the people in the chat room. So now we got Debbie,
yeah.
Kat. I saw Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoying life. Yeah, enjoy. Gracious one, thank you for joining us. Oh man, I got a few people in there, new people that I'm just seeing.
The word is
just
spreading.
One really.
Oh, that reminds me.
Wait a minute, hold up, Joe, before you do that.
Okay.
All right, this was Gracious One. You know, I got to show you some love. All right, thank you for joining us. All right. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
You've got to put yourself somehow on featured or do something because when people want to search for you, they have to find you either by word of mouth and then by putting your name in the search engine. If you can talk to BTR about being featured or having some way of having you get on the first page,
mm-hmm.
when your time slot appears, the
right.
normal 3 p.m., you
uh-huh.
probably get more listeners and more viewership.
Oh, wow.
Next time you go to Perry's show, ask him how he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call up BTR and they'll probably tell you because we don't have enough fat asses in the chat room or on the line, so... And I'm talking about you, Debbie Daly.
Okay. All right.
Although she doesn't have a fat ass, but... Eh.
Well, Joe, I done told you about insulting folk on my
Jay's
show.
Jay's not on the line yet, so, you know, personal attack.
All right, Kat. I'll talk to you a little bit on that, Kat. Okay. Let me bring Goofy in, because Goofy, he's ready, too, when you're chosen. Oh, too, you pay $250 monthly. Oh. There's two ways to be...
50.
Yeah, you're either chosen or you pay $250. And he say Perry is paying. Oh, Kat say Perry is paying. Three ways you
right.
die, you get lucky, or you blow the creator of
Oh,
well,
then
I'm
you
not,
don't need
I'm
to pay $250.
Yeah, that's all right. No,
yeah.
I'm not doing that. All right. Hold on, let me bring Goofy in. Goofy, my man, what's going on?
First time caller.
Hey.
No.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Just being a player and doing my own laundry. Happy Monday to everybody.
Hey, Goop.
Well, happy Monday to you, too. What's going on, man? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, my weekend was wonderful. I don't know if you guys knew, but you guys were in some wrestling matches on Saturday.
I was about to ask, did I win mine? Hopefully I did.
Well, you got to listen to it, man. I mean, it was you versus Michael.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then two of my staff members versus Perry Steele and Mountain Man Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have one of my staff members versus Into Knowledge.
Yeah, Into Knowledge said he won his.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, David said all facts attacked me in Perry's room last night. I'm telling you, that boy Micah, he's making friends all over the place, isn't he?
I know.
Well, I'm telling you, Michael came in his wrestling match with the cast of the Facts of Life. So, I mean, he knows all the facts.
Ah, the Facts of Life, yeah.
That's a good one, Goofy. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord, now that is funny. All right,
oh,
y'all.
Man.
You know what?
Check this out. I listen to it sober, and I listen to it, you know, drunk and high. And, oh, my God, I couldn't stop laughing at that one part where Michael comes in, because if you really have an imagination and you're listening to it, you can imagine, you know, Michael coming in with Tootie and Joe and Blair and maybe Mrs. Barrett.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. All right. That is funny there. I'm going to have to go and listen to that.
Now, but I'll post the link in the chat room if anyone wants to hear it, because it's something to hear.
Yeah, please
do. How are you guys doing? How was your guys' weekend? Mine was spectacular.
Mine was, too. Well, I stayed out of the heat. I was at David Daly loves Joe. That's what I'm talking about.
What? Don't lie, Debbie. Go back to the fucking show you come.
She said lose. She said lose.
Well, maybe she trade up Rich for good old Mountain Man Joe. Who knows?
What you doing with Rich?
Oh, what? Wait. Oh, now I'm giggling like I'm being tickled, huh? All right. Well, I'm telling you, what is this today? Joe, what's today? They want to get on us today. What's really going on?
Huh?
It's okay, though. It's all right. It's my medication, Cat. That's what it is. It's my medication. It's all good. All right. Anyway. Oh, David Daly broke up with Mr. Solution. Oh, my. No, says not so.
Oh, yes. Says not so.
Oh, you post thing.
I didn't predict that already. I'm telling you. Debbie's the perfect Black Widow of Broad Talk Radio. I mean, she'll get with the people who are popular, and she'll get the popularity out of them, and she'll leave them there for dead. Look, he has to start back all over again. He's back on Mr. Midnight Movie Show.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess it goes in a circle, huh?
You know where she'll make up with him again.
Oh,
that's
she will.
The revolving door of friendship, and you gotta love Debbie Daly for that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Wow. All right, y'all. Let's talk about some things. Student loans. Anybody getting a new student loan? As of today, we'll pay a 6.8% interest rate on that loan. So, with all this other stuff going on, you know, why haven't they taken the time to keep these rates from going up? Why? These student loans. Why does it have to happen first and then they have to go back and change it and make it retroactive when they could have stopped it from going up way beforehand? But they're too busy trying to investigate and prove other things that they're not going to be able to get no answer to anyway. So why not stop these rates and help these students not pay such high interest rate in bills? I mean, because, look, I had to pay my student loans, and I'm telling you, them things aren't, man. Oh, Lord. And I still was using my GI Bill, and I still had to get a loan. So I could imagine what people doing just getting out the, what you call it. But anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, same thing with me. When I got out of the service, I was using the GI Bill, then I had to get, borrow some money, too. But the thing is, you just said retroactive. They're making the interest rates retroactive.
No. I'm saying because basically what they're saying is right now, as of today, the rates have doubled, which makes them 6.8%.
Right.
Okay. Now, once they go back and they're supposed to go back and, you know, change it to where they'll drop back down to the 3.4 or whatever.
Okay.
And you know, they'll make it retroactive as of today. But my point is, why do we have to go, you know, do it this way when we could have stopped it in the beginning and not worry about it?
Oh, but that's because the government, number one, is fucked up. And secondly, the government is designed out of corruption to make people's lives messier, more painful. That's their job. And if people don't believe it, you haven't been listening or you haven't done your research, the government is not your friend. People who think the government is your friend simply because they have handouts, uh-uh.
Is that uh-uh?
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh. I mean, I just think it's really silly myself, but hey, I'm just a whole innocent bystander, just happen to be a black man, and I don't know what to do. Bullshit.
Oh, for God's sake. Now, let me play the violin for you.
That's all right. I'm trying to find one now. Hold on. All let right. me bring Knowledge in. He wants to be in early, I see. Mr. Knowledge, what's going on? How are you today?
What's going on, Mr. Talk? What's going on, Macaroni Joe?
Oh, fucking Knowledge is here.
Yeah, Knowledge is here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did determine Friday that the glove's coming off. I don't know if he heard he was on that Chardonnay or whatever. But Joe said, you're family now. You got to get it.
I didn't say he was family.
You should have treated me because I made you fat on the show or what?
Huh? Say
what now, Goofy?
I said, are you mad at me because I made you fat on the wrestling show?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know your stats, so I have to guess. Okay, I didn't know you were, you know, slim and trim. You know, I thought you were maybe, you know, my size kind of. So I hope you don't take offense to that.
Oh no, I'm just a young brother trying to expand his horizons. So I got to keep it swazzy, even at 52. So I'm always in stealth mode.
Well, trust me, the imagination part, that was all muscle. Just like
Joe,
Mr. Talk, he had all muscle.
Joe.
He was the soldier of the year. You know, he's all muscle.
Okay.
All righty, baby. Why, thank you, sir.
But the comment that I wanted to make a comment on the student loans, people have to understand we're a debt-based society. So debt sells. So by doubling the interest rate, what they're going to do is they're going to sell the debt, make some money off of it, and the people who buy the debt probably won't be able to collect on it, so they'll just give it back to the government, which will go in full pursuit mode to try to collect the money by means of either garnishing your wages if you're working or basically just ruining your credit if you have any.
Wow.
So they'll get paid twice.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Probably like in 2016 or 17 or 18, it's going to just skyrocket. And whoever's thinking of going to college then, good luck. Good luck.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I paid off mine, and it was like I think it was like almost 10 years that it took me to pay off mine. Because I paid it off, and then I paid it off again. Due to the fact of, you know, the interest and all that stuff, you know, you don't actually pay what you signed off. I don't know. That interest doubles it.
Yeah.
You're paying
basically, all you end up doing is paying off the interest. You never actually are able to get to the principal,
right,
which is the amount that you actually borrowed.
Right.
So that's why they doubled it, is so that whoever has a loan that's outstanding now, they'll never even be able to get to the principal, because even if they, like Mr. Talk was saying, they double it and then they bring it back down, well, by doubling the interest rate, that interest gets tacked on so quick that even if you are a prudent, honest person and you want to pay your bill, all you're going to end up paying off is the interest, and that loan is still going to be sitting there. Then it's going to go back down to its original interest rate, and it'll just start tacking on again. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yes, that's it.
See, this is what's funny, and my dad even told me this. This is why I should have just borrowed from my dad. My dad says, if you're so smart, what do you need a loan for? Okay, and then I said, well, you know, I don't have the money, you know, I need it right now. And he goes, well, if you were smart, you would already have the money. you would have already prepared yourself. Because now you got to pay whatever the loan is plus the interest of that loan. So forever and a day, my dad thought I was going to be paying this thing off until I died. But thank God I paid it off, you know, ahead of time. But if I didn't have what I have, I would be paying that off till I'm probably like 75 years old. Go ahead.
I was going to touch on something you just said. Because here's the point. You know, back then when I was coming up and when knowledge was coming up and Joe, you know, as far as saving toward college, that wasn't as big of a thing then as it is now. This is just going to be real. You know, that's the last thing anybody would say. If you went to college, you know, usually you went to a community college or a junior college, and then from there you went on. If you did that, because most people say you get out of high school, you go and get your job, and then you do whatever from there. You know, this just depends on how your family is. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, and I think now we should be, if you have kids, at least putting something away for college, even though it's not going to be able to pay for it, at least you have a good next egg to start them off with. You understand? Because, you know, now we have to plan for stuff like that. Back then, college, even though it was a lot back then, it was really not that expensive compared to what it is today.
Correct.
You know, my God. I remember that movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield and Iron Man was in it. What's it called?
Matthew Downey Jr.
Robert
Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Did you see textbooks and all that stuff? I mean, college from when I went to it was totally different to how you seen it on TV at those times. I mean, now it's like you need every single book. Back in the days, they would just put one book together and that would be your lesson or whatnot.
You know, that's another one of those schemes to get money. Because every semester they change a book, come out with a new edition of the book. What?
Right.
But you still never
go. And you know what the funny thing
book.
Is? That they would tell us to buy, like one class I remember, I had to buy 4 books. We only used 2 of them.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even get, my money back for the book, even though I didn't even open them. They still wouldn't give me the value. I think they were like $50 or something. I think I got $12 for each one when I traded them in.
I know, right?
But that's like what Mr. Talk is saying. As soon as they come out with a new edition, it completely devalues whatever book that you bought at that time. You can take roughly 50% of what that book cost when you bought it. If they come out with a third edition, say you got the second, half of what you paid for it is gone right off the bat.
Mm.
Yeah,
because that's not what they're using in class. Now, here's what we used to do when I was at Berkeley. What we used to do is we would just, you make friends in class. One person would buy the book, and right there off of university, you got all those little copy stores. We would just go in and copy the whole. Book, and then recopy it, and then each person pays a few dollars here and there, and hell, we all got the book now.
Shit! I wish I would have thought of that.
Well, see, here's the thing about that: you got to have somebody that's cool with that too, because depends on who it is. They be like, "No, I ain't gonna let you copy off my book. You gonna buy your own." In today's society, that's what you get anyway. But I understand what you're saying, knowledge. I understand.
Who ever had that book, man? And I would say, "Hey, just do it. Share it with people."
Okay, right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't listen to it. You got to remember
what I see where Gracious said, copy a book, that's the getaway. Well, why buy it if somebody's going to let you copy it and you got the same material?
Yeah,
shit,
when
it comes to college, shit, you need to save every fucking penny you got. If I would have known that tip, I would have done that shit. One of the hoes that I was in class with, I would have borrowed her book for the night, and I would have went to a 7-Eleven, because they didn't have Kinko's back in the days, but I would have went to like a 7-Eleven or something, and I would have copied that whole damn thing. My God. Gee, I would have saved millions.
You
exactly. And that's why we were doing it. We were, and what we would do is, we would all just chip in and pay the person who bought the book who let us copy it. So they got their money back for the book. We paying for the book. We paying pennies on the dollar for the same book. Everybody's happy.
Wow. Yeah.
Real simple.
I mean, that's one way of doing it. If you, you know, have people that want to actually, you know, participate in that. Like I say, you have some selfish people who figure they get ahead by it because you don't have the book. But, yes, those that are on the ball, you find a way to get your information. So that's a good thing.
Mr. Talk,
yes.
guess who I learned that from while I was at Berkeley? I learned that from white and Asian kids.
You know, that's not surprising.
Because they were the ones who were doing it.
Doing it. That makes sense. That makes a whole
lot
of sense.
Son, you can learn a lot from a smart Asian kid. Because I've learned
yeah,
so many awesome. Things. Shit, them motherfuckers, they would be cheating. But they did it the perfect way. And I'm dead serious.
You said the perfect way?
The perfect way. Not getting caught.
Mm.
Not getting caught.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They
know the tricks of the trade. That whole myth about them being so smart. There's some truth to it, but because of what I majored in college, in majority of my classes, I was in class with Asians. So I learned how they did things.
I wouldn't be surprised if they took the test questions and answers and made up what looked like a menu. So people thought they were just having a fucking restaurant menu in class.
Oh, no. Let me tell you how they did it.
Joe is crazy.
They had one guy. Okay, one was either A, two was B, three was C, and four was D, depending on the test. And he would just put his hand up, like a power fist, and it's number one.
Yeah, whatever the answer was,
like,
he'd put up his finger, yeah.
He would put up his finger one, and then he would put it down, and the answer would be C, so he would put up three. And then he would just, you know, continue the process. And believe me, everyone fucking caught on. And it was a good process, too. I mean, nobody knew.
Wow.
Nobody knew.
Wow.
Unless you were in the circle, you didn't know shit. You just thought it was a guy just playing with his fingers.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Speaking of playing with fingers and things of that nature. Man,
oh,
what is really, no, it ain't going to be that bad. What is really going on with this society now? Now they talking about Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street may be gay. What the hell are they really thinking about?
They said that a year ago, and I can't.
Yeah,
you know why
they're
doing it? You know why they're doing it? Because it's a gateway for these top nine people to say, okay, it's okay. Now the Muppets are gay. It's okay.
And we all know the Muppets have no sexuality whatsoever. You know,
shit.
They have no genitals. I mean, really. And you know what, though? I blame this on the Supreme Court because they could have put a stop to this bull crap. But yet they still, now because Bert and Ernie share the same room and been together forever, you know, now they possibly could be gay. I said, well, in that case, then, let's make the art couple, you know, Oscar and Felix gay too. Then.
Felix, Oscar, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
the Supreme Court came down with a decision the other year and they said the Teletubbies were not gay.
Yeah.
You know what's sad is that they're feeding this shit to kids. And kids are going to think that this shit is okay. Seriously.
Every kid
who watches television gets an idea from the television. And I'm dead serious. They watch it, and that's what it'll blend into their brain as they learn it. Now, Bert and Ernie, they've never kissed. They never fucked each other, and now they have to be gay because it's okay. We need gay Muppets. We'll go to Bert and Ernie. It's okay. How come
you
wanna... okay to be gay since his puppeteer was a touching little kid? How come he couldn't be gay? Why do you have to pick on Bert and Ernie? It pisses me off because I used to like Bert and Ernie. Now I don't because they're gay.
Oh, dude.
Well, I like the Bernie Ernie too, Goofy. And I'm not going to stop liking them because of these idiots. Gracious One in the chat room say they are targeting the children to make sure they know about the gay agenda just in case the parents aren't teaching them at home. And how come the kids need to know about sex anyway is what Kat said.
Who was the one that was in the garbage can?
That was
Oscar.
I think that
that's
was
Oscar.
Oscar
the Crouch.
That's who I like.
Yeah,
I see all you Sesame Street fans.
Well, yeah.
And you know what? You know what's sad? And everyone thinks that this shit's okay. But I'm telling you, they're going to fuck up our society when kids are going to realize that, I thought gay was cool. But, you know, the circumstances of whatever happened to them, I don't know, whatever. But then they're starting to, you know, veer off from it. And it's going to fuck up someone's life because here they think it's okay when they really didn't know what the hell they were getting themselves into. Just like a normal white kid getting into the gangs. You know, I thought it was cool and da-da-da-da. Next thing you know, you see your friend's brain get blown out. Or next thing you know, someone's dead in front of you. Then you get scared. You go, I don't want to be a part of this. You know what I mean? These kids, they're going to get ass rammed one day. And then they're going to realize that gay is not being cool. And I'm sick of fucking society that they're saying that it's okay. Give the red carpet to the gay people because it's okay.
Gay is the new sexy. Gay is the new sexy, Goofy.
Ooh.
I mean, that's just
it. Okay. This thing about Sesame Street, that's kind of funny. But here's the thing, and this I'm going to dovetail from what Goofy was talking
about. It's not funny anymore, Joe. It's really not, but
go
ahead.
No, but I'm going to dovetail off of what Goofy was talking about. They are now, and this is beyond the thought process stage. If you're in a same-sex marriage, you, on certain applications, certain documentations, you're not going to put down husband and wife. You're going to put down partner for the LGBT community. So things are being changed over as a result of, you know, the intervention by government. And that I don't like. I don't give a fuck if gays get married or not. But the thing is that when government starts putting its tentacles around our necks or strangling us with their rules and regulations, it's not the gays' fault as far as I'm concerned. It's the government wanting to use them to assume more control over us. And that's serious. Because that's going to spread to where heterosexuals won't be able to declare mommy or daddy. It'll be partner.
Well, that goes back to my point I was going to make earlier. You know, I blame this on the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court had a chance to put an end to this crap. You know what I mean? But instead, they copped out and sent it back down to the lower courts or whatever, you know, or just said basically let status quo be status quo. The ones that do, you still can. The ones that don't, you still can. So there was no decision made there. And I think that is sending the wrong message. And, you know, like they're saying in the chat room, you know, it's just forcing parents to open up and talk about gay rights with children when the kids still should be kids. What kid is going to look at Bernie Ernie honestly and innocently and say, I think they're gay? Really? They're Bernie Ernie. They're not doing anything. I guess Big Bird, Mr. Snuffleupagus, the Count, I guess all of them going to be gay too eventually. You know what I'm saying?
But
nonsense.
No. You know what's so sad is that I have no problems with gay. My sister, she's gay, okay? I have no problems with people. But it's them feeding us that it's okay. Like the Bollywood, you know, the Indian actors and shit. Over here in San Jose, they tore down like a movie theater, like a regular movie theater, and they put all the movies of them in there. And then they try to, you know, come to our theater, you know, it's showing all the greatest movies, but it's all their movies. You know what I mean? They're feeding us lies that shit shouldn't be fucking fed. Like, it's okay. Okay, gay, you guys, you know, whatever. You guys are gay. But don't feed us your shit. I don't want to see the fucking poor Bert and Ernie have to take a sacrifice because people want to make gay okay. You know, if they were gay, how come they weren't gay back in the days when they came out? In 73 when Sesame Street came out. How come those guys weren't gay? But now it's an opening to say, hey, it's okay. How come they're not sleeping in the same bed if they're gay?
But didn't this whole issue come out with, I forget what it was, my mom was running the daycare, and you guys might remember this. It was very popular at the time. Those multicolored, those fluorescent colored hippopotamuses.
The Teletubbies.
Weren't they saying that they were gay too at that time when they reached the height of their popularity?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say yes, because I know my child was watching it one day. I walked in and one was bent down sniffing, the other was behind. I said, "Oh, you will not be watching this anymore." And one was carrying a purse, and I'm like, "No, we're not watching this up in here."
Let me tell you something. And once they found out they were gay, that show got demolished.
Yes, that's
that
what
show
I thought.
Was done
they took it off
because
the air.
It was feeding kids gay shit.
Right.
It was openly gay. But now, since, you know, gay is okay, they just want to shove it down our fucking throats. And I'm not taking that shit. Fuck that. I'm an American. I pay my taxes. You fucking, these bastards rate me in fucking tax revenues every fucking year because of my stocks. Every fucking year I have to pay so much money to feed these motherfuckers, to feed society, to tell them that gay is okay. That's what's starting to piss me the fuck off. And I'm dead serious, man. This is fucking starting to be a sick society where anybody can make up their own rules and anyone can do whatever the hell they want, but yet they forget the people that were already here. Already here, watching the world destroy itself. Without the fucking sugar coating on it.
Look, Goofy, you said something very, very important then. You said the people that were already here. But the people that were already here, they're not trying to fight that. What are they doing?
They're joining in
being politically correct. Okay, well, let's give them a little bit. You know, just one in the chat room say, it's funny how the gays have come out now when before they used to say, you think I like or want to be this way? Now it's like, yes, I was born this way. I knew this ever since I was the age of 3. Really? You don't know Jack when you're 3. You know what I'm saying? But now you knew this from the time you came out the womb. That is a bunch of bull crap. And I think they are definitely using it to their advantage. And, you know, the politicians and some of us, we're so dang gone it. Naive. I ain't even going to say naive.
Apathetic.
Thank you. That's a good word. Yes. You know, to where we just accept it. Okay, that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. Let's move on. No.
Right.
Just like we put, oh Lord, just like they put a stop to us voting, we can put a stop to a whole bunch of other things too. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't want to say it like that, but I'm going to say it.
because that's the way I'm feeling. You touched on some good things, Mr. Talk, because...
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, you know, I've only been on Blog Talk Radio for like a month, if that long. It's probably been about 3 weeks. And one of the great things about this forum is that it gives people a voice that they would otherwise not have. And what people have to really understand, and when I say people, I'm talking about the general public. When you get, I can't remember the last time I saw 3 Supreme Court rulings come down in a 72-hour period. At the same time, you got a nation that's captivated by the Trayvon Martin trial. And I talked about this before, is that when all of these distractions are created at the same time, as a general public, we can't get to them all. So we just got to figure out which one hits closest to home to us, and then that's what we'll focus on. All the while, whatever it is that we're focused on, the other 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 things are just running right behind us, like running through the back door. And then, like 5 years down the road, you look up and you be like, "What the hell? When did they make this a law? When did that happen?"
Mm-hmm.
And then you look back, and then you see that if you really paid attention, if you look back and do some research, you'll see that there was something that was going on that had people completely distracted. They know that the country's distracted with this Trayvon Martin trial. house. Man, normally we hear about Supreme Court rulings like what? Once every 6 to 9 months?
Yes. Yes.
And then we got three of them in like 3 days. Okay, voting rights, gay marriage, and then I think there was one other that I'm leaving out. I'm not sure what that is. And then we got the Eric Snowden thing, and then all of a sudden the Trayvon Martin trial starts. So now it's like, okay, what are you going to focus your attention on? The Trayvon Martin trial? You're going to focus on the voting rights? You're going to focus it on gay marriage? You're going to focus on national security? Because you can't focus on all of them. It's just not possible. You can't.
But I'll tell you why they voted in the gay marriage, and it always has to deal with this thing. Business. How much gays are going to bring in revenue because they're getting married to every state or whatever states that they're getting married in? It's just revenue. They're going to collect hell of, like, shit. I don't know how much it is to get married, but fuck. The way they're doing it, they're going straight to the city hall and, you know, paying the fee and doing whatever. And who knows, they'll probably have a minister there and you have to pay him. And then, you know, do it right there.
And you know what? That's funny. And I agree with Grace's one said money gays are making the money. You're right, because they have the lobbyists now. And I think me and Joe have said this in a few times on the show. If you don't have a lobbyist, you're not going to get anything done. And right now, everybody is, you know, doing the lobbyist thing. You know, everybody, you know, they have the lobbyists. And you know what, Mr. Nolan, I'm glad you said something. It's another thing going on right now that is going under the rug. And you know what that is? Abortion. A lot of
people.
Yeah,
that's the one I left out. That's the one I left out.
You know, and that's going on, but you don't hear nothing about that. Why not?
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's an issue in terms of the general public. That's not an issue that men can spearhead. Women got to step up to the plate on that one, because that's about y'all. And that's about a bunch of old white men telling you what you can do with your uterus and your vagina. And if you are not careful, because it starts with an expanded litigation, meaning that, okay, well, if you're 22 months pregnant, the baby's got a heartbeat, you know the baby's there, even if you're raped, you can't get an abortion. Now I was listening today where even if your doctor – if you go in to the doctor and you're doing, like, your prenatal care, even if your doctor says that a vaginal sonogram is not necessary, he can be overridden by the state, and they can demand that a vaginal sonogram be done on a woman, whether her doctor says it's not necessary or not. So women really need to get up on this. That I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of women that's sleeping on that abortion thing, man. And they start out with something very broad, and then as time goes by, they start to narrow it down.
They need men to tell them what to do with their pussies. They don't know what to do with them.
Oh, Lord. Say what now?
Well, let's bring it all back to what it
wait,
is.
Wait, Goofy. What did you say, Joe?
I said women need men to tell them what to do with their pussies. They don't know what to do with them.
Here we go. Okay, go ahead, Goofy. I just wanted to get the fire started, because that's what
it is. No, Joe, before we get Goofy, Joe, please expound on that. Why? Why do men need to tell women what to do with their vaginas?
Because they don't know what to do with them.
Oh,
what do they know? What do they
really
know? They talk this crap about it's my body. It's not your body. It is a person within your body. It is not your body. And all of a sudden, when the baby gets born, then all of a sudden it's his responsibility, whereas before it was my body. So they got to be told what to do.
See, you know, that's a great argument. That's a great argument. Even though I was being
facetious at the beginning, just to start the controversy.
What you just said is very true.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When it comes down to the my body part, that to me is a fallacious argument. That to me is stupid.
It's my body.
Because here's why it's stupid. Oh, you wanted to say something, Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to bring somebody in that want to argue with you about it.
All right.
All right.
We finally got a fat-ass chicken.
Sure. So when do I get to come in after all of this?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Goofy. Go ahead, Goofy. Then we let Miss Lady come in.
It's okay. No, for real. Because what I was just going to say, it's all about business. You know, because if the baby is born, maybe there's a slight chance that it might be in the, you know, the penal system. You get paid, the state or wherever gets paid for having, you know, somebody in jail. You know, and then if they go to prison, they even get paid there.
Yep.
What happens is how these people with power think. They want us to try hard but fail at the same time. That's what they want us to do.
Yep.
And these people that sit here and can tell a woman that, you know, you cannot, you know, produce or not produce, women are stupid. All the women in the world should have stood up on their asses and fucking marched to wherever they needed to march to. But
At that moment.
Millions of times, this world is fucking lazy. Nobody gives a shit unless it gets afflicted upon them.
And speaking of crazy,
this is where we're at now.
And speaking of crazy, her broomstick has landed.
Hmm. Well, see, we dropped her.
Miss Lady was on the line.
I'm sure she'll call back in.
She rides a broom too?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
She'll be back.
Oh, you know who she's coming after.
But you know what? Here's in terms of what Joe was saying, is that I know he was being facetious in the beginning. However, as he went on in his discussion, That is actually the logic of the people who are trying to enact these laws. It's like, okay, well, it's your body until the baby's born. And then it becomes, okay, who's responsible for the baby? And that's reality. Maureen Povich has been doing the same show for 20 years.
Yes.
Here's why that argument doesn't hold water either. Okay, it's your body, my body, you know, it's inside my body, I can do whatever I want. Okay, then in that case, if you want to take that argument, and if you want to logically extend it to men can then say, well, the sperm is inside my body. So whatever I do with it, even if I'm married to you, so if I inject another chick with my sperm, and that sperm comes from my body, you don't have anything to say about it.
It precludes it. Yeah.
Neither argument holds water.
Yeah, but I would love to see a cold day in hell when those motherfuckers dare to tell us men that we can't fuck women unless we registered with the marriage council for people who, you have to be married in order to have sex. Fuck me on that day, because I will fucking destroy this world.
That's coming, Goofy. That's coming.
I know
people shouldn't register to get married to begin with. What business is it of the state, anyway, to say...
That's how they get their cash, Joe.
Huh?
It's a business.
I know. That's why people got to wake up, and they keep thinking, oh, we got to get married, you know. First off, marriage to me doesn't work. Secondly, to have yourself registered with a fucking governmental agency just because they tell you doesn't make sense to me. So, but people have to go ahead and do this crap anyway, so let them do it.
Yeah, because if you don't do it, it's not legal.
But the whole thing...
But this is what I used to tell my women when I was in my teens. Let's walk around the table and say a little chant, and that makes us married. Regardless of whatever, it's a combined between me and you. It's a joint. Not of one you smoke, but, you know, one you put together. And, you know, a lot of women would fall for that shit. But what people need to realize, it doesn't matter if you get married legally or not illegally. If you love someone, then that's your marriage right there. How devoted you are to that person. That's your marriage right there.
I agree. Wow. I think people should have their own personal arrangements so that if they want to announce their love to the world, fine. But this idea where the state has to come in and tell us what to do so that if there's a law, you inadvertently in some way are going to break it somehow.
Of course.
Hmm.
So that's why I don't care for this shit.
That's the whole point in making laws. And so you break them.
Yeah, yeah. So you can pay for breaking them.
Yeah.
And let me bring Vernon in.
Vernon, you missed your girlfriend.
What's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
Vernon, you just missed your girlfriend.
What's up, Vernon?
Oh, no, I don't have a girlfriend on him.
Well, Vernon, before you get started, hold on. Hold on for a minute, Vernon. Joe, what was your point about Maury Povich? Povich, whatever his name is.
I brought that up.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your point? Did you finish your point?
No, my point, it was the Maury Povich thing was in relationship to what Joe was saying in terms of the whole, it's my body, and then the baby gets born, and then it's like, whose baby is it? Who's going to pay for it? And all this other kind of stuff. And Maury Povich has helped to facilitate that whole ideology.
You
can do the same
thing
for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same show every day. Whose baby is it?
Yep.
And it's and then you got people yelling, and then the guy is like, it's not every time the guy comes on. It's never, oh, yeah, I slept with her. It's my baby, and I know it is.
Yeah,
every time the guy comes on, every single time, he's saying on a stack of Bibles, it ain't mine.
But you know,
and I've been seeing with so many different of my friends, it could be any of them, you know. And the funny thing is that I love that show. Why? Because I know I'll never get myself in a fucking stupid situation like that. So I always root like it's the Super Bowl or something. And I cheer on those fucking guys because when they're not the father, oh, my God, I'm jumping up in the air with them because there goes another stupid woman who should have took care of herself and realized that her pussy is not something to be given away for free. It has to be earned. And you know what? I know it's sad coming from me to say that, but it's like I fuck all these women, so I have my own personal thoughts on these women. And some of these women, I play a little tug of war to get that pussy, but at least I'm fighting for it. Some of these women are more focused. They're just throwing it out like it's hotcakes. And it's sad that this is our society. This is our future.
You know?
This is what we have to choose. We have to destroy. And it's so sad.
Okay.
Goofy,
hold on.
Hence your abortion litigation.
I want to touch
on that a little bit, Goof. It takes two to tango, man. So you can't just blame the women, first of all. You know, it ain't just the women throwing themselves around. The men throwing themselves around also. So, I mean, and only a
woman. Right. I can't fuck a woman unless she opens up.
And she can't fuck you unless she opens up.
It's her responsibility. She's riding on the whole sex thing.
Dude, you pointing your finger. It takes two people to have sex. You can't just say it's a woman's fault or it's a man's fault. It's both of your fault.
Okay, I'll wait till you two finish, and I want to.
You know, and getting back to the abortion thing, you know, and I know y'all probably gonna disagree with me, but a lot of that stuff was brought on by the men. You know, men running out on their responsibilities, men not being men, men not being where they need to be for the kids or the woman, whether you got a problem with the woman or not. That's, you know, you leave that woman with the hard option of saying, that's my body. We have done that over the years, you know. And a lot of that is the men's fault for running, not being what we need to be.
Here's my point.
That's just the truth of the matter.
I want to go after Joe and comment on what Vernon just said. Go ahead, Joe.
Here's my rebuttal. Vern, you're right. When a man lies to a woman, let's say, he says, I love you, I want to marry you. They become engaged. He fucks her. She says, you know, ordinarily she would wait until they're married, but now she's going to give birth to a kid out of wedlock, and now he abandons her. That's a scumbag. Most men will recognize and acknowledge that guy is a scumbag. If he's married, and it's because life is a little bit too hard for him, he takes off and he's a deadbeat dad, he's a scumbag. The kind of people I'm talking about, and I don't want to speak for Goofy until he chimes in on his own thoughts, is that if you're single, you're fucking a chick, she has the veto power. You cannot fuck her unless it's rape. If it's not rape, she's letting you in. She also knows that her body is the one that's carrying the kid. She also has the option of taking the morning after pill, which they didn't have before, but she has the option before 9 months is up to get rid of that kid. Also, the state will not allow men and women to make a contract so that when the man says to the chick, hey, do you want a baby? She says, no, I don't want a baby. Now you say, okay, cool. Now you fuck it. She says you don't need to wear a rubber. Now she's pregnant. Now she says, I want to keep the baby. That's bullshit. The fucking state won't allow a contract, a written contract,
well,
between a man and a woman in which...
Well, Joe, you got just as much common sense as that woman got.
Thank you.
So,
I
mean,
We sitting here pointing our fingers at one side. Like it's all the woman's fault. It's the woman's fault. She needs to do this. She needs to do that. Well, we need to do something also. Yeah, we got to look at the fact that, yeah, the woman was designed to carry the child, to have the child. But at the same time, it's two responsible parties involved in this thing. You know,
It takes two to tango. But it's one person responsible. Again, women have to women up. If they say, no, I'm not going to have the baby, then they change their mind and I got to pay the fucking consequences. That's bullshit.
You got to look at people that pays that role for that to happen, though. In the past, you look at how many women was abandoned with kids. They raised them when they fell because some sorry men didn't want to help them.
Oh, that's those
sorts
of scumbags, like I said.
Somebody had to come in and give them the power to have them an option.
I agree. Under those circumstances, when both the man and the woman are saying, I'm going to take care of the baby, and then he takes off, I've already said he's a scumbag.
But most of the time, they don't make agreements like that, Joe, when you make a baby.
When you have a marriage, that's the agreement. When you have an engagement, that's the agreement, regardless of whether you settle
Look.
Or not.
You guys are missing Look. The facts, sir.
That's
no,
the
facts.
Actuality,
see?
Vernon. Actuality.
See, there you go. See, I was going to say, see, he had to say that phrase, didn't he?
you zapped him already? I wanted to hear what he had to say.
God.
I love listening to all facts. Let me
get on what Joe was saying. Joe, look, why can't there be a contract? If y'all y'all about to get together, and that's the way you feel, why not have a... You don't need
to. The state won't allow it.
Why not?
No, he's saying that the state won't allow it. He's not saying you can't have it.
But the state won't allow you to have that contract. But you mean to tell me you can't sit there and say, okay, I don't want
to
have a child.
Lawyer.
You don't want me to take care of the child. Let's sign the paperwork. Right? Let's sign
this.
Write this up right here. I, Shaniqua Smith...
I will never fucking date a Shaniqua Smith.
Well, you know
what
I'm telling you. Know.
Shaniqua.
Shaniqua Smith, you know, release John Jones from our responsibility in case of pregnancy, right? And then you sign it. Both of you sign it.
Right.
All right. So wouldn't that be considered a legal
No,
yeah, that's a binding agreement if signatures are involved.
Hey guys,
but I agree with what Joe was saying.
No
state's not going
to
allow you to do that.
Guys, listen to me. Instead of making up your own rules, the state does not allow it. Listen, you have a written agreement. You go to a lawyer. The lawyer's going to say the state is not going to allow it. You cannot have that written agreement. No state.
Right.
No.
It's right.
Okay.
It's right.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me bring. I got two callers coming in here. Let me bring Miss Lady in. Miss Lady, you're on the air.
Oh, there it is.
Well,
she landed.
Hi. I listened for a minute. I had to get off. Did you just eject Michael?
No, Michael was never on the air. That was goofy.
How you doing, Miss Lady?
I got zapped, Lady.
Hello.
What's
really?
Going on, Miss Lady?
What's the topic? About child support?
What are you doing?
No, we're talking about the new abortion law.
What
no
about
wonder
it?
She didn't attack me.
The fact that women have allowed this new litigation to go through Congress, and there's not enough of them speaking out on it in regards to how it affects them as individuals and as a group, and how they're allowing men to dictate to them the due process that they're going to have or either not have legally.
So why do you say women are allowing? Why do you say that? That's just, you know, women are getting tired of this.
I didn't say women are allowed. I said how women are not going to be allowed.
So you said they're allowing this as if they're just
laying
down and letting them. No, they're doing.
They're not. They're not speaking up. I don't hear anything from women about this.
They
I don't hear anything.
But just because they are speaking up, and they're challenging it, and just because it's not reported as much as Trayvon Martin doesn't mean that they're not working to prevent that from happening.
So what's your opinion on it?
Well, you know, they're trying to roll back the clock with all kind of stuff. You know, with the voting rights, with the abortion. So they're advancing upper rights, like the gay marriage. Okay, right. So it's just very clear what's happening. It's just always going to be a fight for civil rights for certain categories of people. And women will be one, and African Americans will be another.
But I asked you what your position is on it.
Well, you know, I think, you know, men should not be dictating to women what they should be doing with their bodies. Bottom line. I mean, it's just very, that's
kind of
obvious, isn't it?
Okay, lady. Uh-oh. So, after the birth, the women should be telling the men what to do with their bodies, hmm?
Nobody cares about what you do with your body, though.
Really?
Nobody cares. Women don't care.
So women, when they say you should work as hard as you should in order to pay child support for a baby that you never wanted
to
begin with.
Anything. You think kids can just live on air.
Well,
and
hello.
And then the daughter should be able to just drop in every periodically and spend an hour or two, you know, playing with the child, bringing a toy, and going on about his life.
Well, hello.
I hear
well,
you,
hello. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold up. Wait a minute. Put some in it. Now, what do you mean? Now, I think we done had this discussion before on the show. And we're about to have it again. It takes two. I'm with Bernie. It takes two. However, you know, this could be, you know, like someone said in the chat room, for a lot of these females out there, it's about the money. It's about the money. The more they have, the more money they get from the state, as Joe says a lot of times. That's what it's about. So even if, say what? They don't care. They don't care about these guys getting them pregnant. They, as long as they can get their food stamp and their little assistance, where they can go, you know, and hustle and get what they want. They don't care about that because they know the more babies they have, the more assistance they're gonna get.
Well, there's been a limit placed on how many years I think you can get that. And under Clinton,
well, they must have just recently done it. They must have just recently said it.
Under Clinton, that changed.
Yes, it
uh-huh.
is.
Well,
so
that's not true.
Well, wait a minute, Mace. Wait a minute.
Okay.
So what is, why can't, and I said before, I said this before, why can't both of them be responsible enough to have their own contraceptive? You know, I know back in the day, I'm not going to lie. See, listen, now, back in the day when I was got ready to do, I had some spermicidal stuff for her, and I had my little protection. Just in case, because, a responsible man, if he going to do it, he going to have his protection. But you know these days you cannot trust anyone else to be responsible, so you have it for them. You may say, well, that's being a little crazy, but I think that's the way to do it.
That's
true. And we're going to cut down on some of this.
Hello.
I don't respect a woman that pulls out a condom for just to me and say, here, let's do it.
But can
you know,
I see?
respect her before I would respect any of these bitches that just want me to just take it off. Oh, no, no, no. You don't need that. Fuck that shit.
Okay.
I need this shit.
Okay.
Okay.
And hello, can I see?
Well,
I guess I just started talking. Well, it's the man's responsibility. Just like Brenda said, it's just as much as the man's responsibility as the woman. If he's responsible, he'll take something himself and make sure he's not going to make a baby Joe. And then also he'll get himself fixed if he don't want kids at all.
If you're
going to
mention
worry
my
about
name
that. And
in your argument, you better get my arguments right.
When she has to be burdened with the baby,
okay.
I don't see no man running around asking them to take him away from her. So they can take it so they don't have to pay no child support. And then they complain about it.
Well, a plain man who wants their kid, but the courts don't allow
it.
There's
a man that wants their kid. Yes, it will. A court will allow it.
What?
You saying what?
Miss Lady.
What did you say, Miss Lady? Yes, what did you say?
What did I say? I don't know.
Oh, Lord. See?
The courts will allow a man to have his child if he wants him. It depends if you really want them, but
what?
Most of the time they don't.
The only reason
they
want
really
those kids,
no.
9 times out of 10, the men, is because they think they won't be having to pay child support. Or
and they
no,
9 times out of 10.
That's
you,
why a lot
and 9 times out of 10.
Children, because I've seen them, and those little girls look so horrible with those fathers.
No, it's not, no, it had nothing to do with it. They've been married 2 or 3 times with wives, with a different wife, with a different set of children.
I mean, the head untold.
They only won't pay
with
the alimony to nothing.
You
don't talk about those.
That just was so unkempt. It's just pitiful. And
so
the fathers are being players and dropping their kids off with friends and relatives while they out dating different women. They don't want them kids.
No, they don't want the kids.
Yeah,
and don't even spend no time with the kids.
I carry a rubber every
only
time I go out.
Only responsible people do that.
Knowing that I'm going to fuck.
But when you do that,
you never know when the shit's going to hit the fan.
When you do that, that means you're a responsible person that you know you don't have no kids out there. But once you realize that you do, you should take just as much burden as she does, half and half. That's where it should be. But you don't find no men trying to take them. They'll go to court to pay the child support, and then stop paying it. Either they'll pay it and don't see the kids. And then when the kid makes some of them himself and becomes somebody, then you want to come along and talk to them, and then you won't have nothing to do with them.
And who's part of that? And who's part of that? Yeah.
Oh. I mean, nothing from them.
And
mama.
You know, taking
no,
care of
nothing.
Children is more than money. It's time and energy and effort and planning and spend time.
And her mother could come.
That.
And her mother could come and spend time with her to do the things that she would do if she
that.
Had them.
Nurturing.
But
and
I don't hear
know,
no man in court screaming
the
about
money,
this.
The easiest thing you can do, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the courts are set up. Look, the courts are set up against the men anyway. So don't be
talking
about you don't see no man in court yelling and blah blah blah. The courts are set up to go against the man in that kind of situation anyway. Trust
me. Well, how many men fighting to go to court? To get
you'd be surprised at the amount of men fighting for their children.
Well, if you don't know, maybe you better do some
research. You just sound like men just get the women, you know, run up in them and leave, and that's it. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there, but it's not as many as you think. There's plenty
of
men out there taking care of their children.
But, Mr. Todd, what about those that have been married more than one time?
What about it?
And then
what
they got a family over here and a family over there and a family over there.
As long as they're taking care of their children, what is the issue?
Some of them are not.
All of that.
Well, okay. So, let's
so now that they have
more than
that
appeal. And get on the ones that are then. Let's
well,
salute
that's what
the ones that are.
Get on those. The men need to get
well,
on.
What about the women? What about the women that's getting all
the
$600, $700, $1,200? No. Oh, no, we'll see. All right.
Leopard.
All right. All right.
All right. Seven.
If you can't, if you can't.
There we go.
I'm sorry. Did you zap me?
No, you good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in reference to what Maze was saying, if you can't prove that a woman is an unfit mother, you are not going to be the custodial parent. Unless you got a gang of cash and you're in a position of power,
yep.
Then you can manipulate the system. Other than that, if you can't prove she's an unfit mother, meaning that she's either on drugs or she's irresponsible, and then you're gonna have to have proof that she's irresponsible. If you can't prove any of that, she's gonna be the custodial parent. Yeah, you're gonna have your visiting rights, and you can even share custody. You know, if she's not being an asshole about the whole situation and just wants to get whatever the state deems is in her advantage to get. Other than that, as a man, you can be the best guy in the world. You can take care of your children. You can love your children. You can be there for the activities, for the recital. You can be there for all of that. If you can't prove that mother is unfit, all you're going to do is be a visiting parent. That's it. Now it goes back to the relationship. Let me finish, Miss Lady. Now it goes back to the relationship that you have with the mother in terms of, can we get past our differences and put the child first? That's the tricky part.
You know, there is a custodial parent, but there's also the fathers do have rights. And the fathers will be allowed to spend a lot of time with their children.
I'm not saying that they won't. They won't be the custodial parent, is what I'm saying, in a court of law.
To be the custodial parent. Let's be real.
That's not true. I would have much preferred being the custodial parent of my son
But
listen to what I'm saying, Miss Lady. Listen to what I'm saying, Miss Lady. I would have much preferred to be the custodial parent of my son. However, his mother had a job. His mother worked. I paid child support. I was there. I was in part of all the school functions, activities, everything. However, the best I'm going to get out of that situation, because I'm not some highfalutin, some mogul, the best I'm going to get out of that situation is visitation, and I get to see him equal time. I'm not going to get him majority of the time. I'm not going to get that 51%.
We're going to get into conversation, y'all, Senate conservatives.
Well, you know what?
That's our migraine, which is risk and butter.
Miss Lady, your volume is low. Can barely hear you.
That was Mace reading the chat room. Hey, your mic is
hello.
Open.
I don't give a shit. This week I'm smoking good. Y'all forgot about me.
Ain't nobody forget about you. You forgot about yourself. Smoke that doobie and come on back. We never forget about you. All right.
I'm sitting here listening to all this, Eric. Oh, go ahead, Eric.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I'm listening. Go ahead, Vernon.
No, I'm sitting here
listening. Go ahead, Vernon. You can get something going.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to all this, and I'm thinking about, you know, all this chaos we got going on right now, arguing about the kid. You know, that kid going through that same damn chaos when we going through this bullshit.
Yep.
So they going through this same trump, this turmoil. You know, we sitting there arguing and pulling and tugging and, who got custody? Best thing to do is, you know, once you know that whoever going to have custody is going to have custody, all thing you do is make the best of the situation. Be there for your child.
Exactly.
Don't worry about what child support you're paying and all
that's,
that stuff, man.
Right.
Just be there for your kid.
And
But Vernon, that's the reason why I said when all of that stuff is worked out, it comes down to the male and the female that made the child. Because, see, they can make that situation together work perfectly. If there's any disagreement whatsoever, if there's any animosity, if there's any resentment, that's when the situation gets bad.
And when that child turns 18, and then here you say, a person say, that all your mom wanted to do was get child support for you, but I had spent no time with you. And then they want to come and ask you, well, Dad, where were you when I needed you? What is the question for that? Or either mom, where were you when I needed you?
Well, see, look, before you go over
in
there,
in
a lot
thing.
Of instances, you have to look at the situation why that the other parent, and I'm going to say the other parent wasn't in that child's life. It may not be that the other parent may not wanted to be there. It may have been because the custodial parent wouldn't allow it. You know, you have to look at that, and you know, and you have
to
understand as a child.
But
as a child gets older, the child will make their own decision. What?
If you
know, the farmers have rights too. They can go to court, and they
you know how long it takes to get a case or go through court. The child
however
be 35 by the time it goes to court.
You don't get it the next day, lady.
No, it's not like that.
If you really want to do something, you'll do it.
Oh,
how long
really
do it take? How long do it take to go to court to get custody, share custody of your child? How long do it take?
Number one, you got to go through they got to go through all the investigation all over again.
Court date.
Yeah, so no, it's just not just a court date. If it was that easy, a lot of people
they don't put you on
out.
The docket right away.
They got to go through a social worker. Social worker has to see the conditions, and then she's the one that
not
to brings
take it,
her
I'm
case
say, I'm
to the
not,
court.
I'm not saying to take it. I said to share custody.
Just listen. This is what happens first before it even touches the court, okay? Social worker has to view the mom's side and the dad's side, put it all on paper. Then from there, it has to go to a board. And if the board agrees that it's good enough for the court, then it'll go to the court.
Everybody don't have a social worker.
All right, hold on, y'all. Let's bring Cat in. We got 3 more minutes
hey,
on this.
Hey, just cut me off all day, Eric. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to sit
Goofy. I thought you were finished.
Goofy, everything you said was right, Goofy.
I'm not tasing you. I thought you were finished. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll be quiet.
Leave Goofy alone.
Oh, man.
Why are you getting all sensitive on me?
Oh,
go ahead,
man.
Kat.
Well, I was just going to say the first part of the show, y'all were really making some really good points. I like to say about child custody, the only winners in child custody are the lawyers. They make a ton of money, and they want to prolong those cases as long as they can. So, you know, that's all I have
to say.
Do
we know this for a fact, or we just hear saying somebody else saying?
No, this is a fact. Look, the state gets money for taking children away from parents and putting them up for adoption. So they gonna make it last
care.
As long as they can. So what?
They put some kids in foster care. I don't see no daddies picking them up.
But they're still taking them away. Well, why? The system isn't made to support the dads. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. It's not there for the dads. Hell, it's barely there for the mom or the kid. It's about the state making that money.
It's
all about fucking business.
Yeah.
They don't care about your life. They just want your cash. Your hard-earned cash.
I'll tell you something about child support that maybe you guys don't know. The state gets money from the federal government for children who are on AFDC. So when it's up to the state, the more child support they collect, the more money they get.
That's right.
They get a percentage.
I'm telling you, if the state gets the money, the father still got to pay because I know it. That's why I'm telling you.
That's not a
welfare. And
man.
I'm not on welfare. And everybody not on welfare that has to pay child support is what I keep trying to tell y'all. And what you get from the state, the father has to pay it back, or the mother, whoever has, don't have the custody of the children. So either they go to jail, or either they're going to pay. They got back pay that they have to do. I know people that this has happened to. How many do you know that happened to, Kat? Pauline?
All right.
That's what you call it.
All right, we're going to bring – look, we got one more person to bring in before we get to the next topic, okay? All right. Ebony, welcome. I'm glad you made it in.
Finally.
E-squared.
Wow.
Goofy, you can calm down. I'm here now, okay?
I will. Listen at it. You see how his voice changed? I will. It's like he's falling back in the chair now.
All right. Well, Ebony, what you got on
the
subject?
She really gets into arguments, so she has a nice soothing effect on the show when she comes in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Ebony's mine, Joe, okay?
Can we get on with the topic, please?
Hey, let's get on. Yeah, I agree. They need to sort themselves out. I was just going to say, of course, your system doesn't sound fair. But as people get caught up in it, then, you know, it is a lack of awareness. Because clearly there are some people that just aren't aware there's seeking benefits every time. And that maybe you're better off trying to make agreements with your partner, trying to sort it out somehow between yourselves than giving it to the state. But, you know, people do what they do, I guess, because they're not able to communicate once the relationship breaks down. So I think maybe just focus more on, you know, reconciliation, mediation, not reconciliation, but mediation at least, so that you can, you know, and that doesn't cost that much compared to what you're going to lose if you allow the state to take over.
To intervene, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm with you guys. I'm just saying, you know, people don't always look at the options, because most of the time when a relationship breaks down, people are too angry to look at anything that, you know, that requires common sense, really. And often it's about trying to prove that they're right. You know, each person wants to be right, and the other person needs to be wrong. And I think if we get away from the right and wrong and just look at the issue cold, okay, we need to make sure our kids are supported. How can we do that? You know, how can we put aside what's about us, make it about the people who really matter? That's my
Okay.
Oh, man, right. My heart rate just went so down. Thank you, Ebony.
Wow.
All right. You really have calmed down, Goofy.
Ebony always brings gravity to the situation.
Thank you.
I think it's that English accent that does it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Oh boy, I tell you, you done got another one, Ebony.
I'm not going there. I mean, I'm not gonna. I will say this. The woman is highly intellectual. And she understands things from a societal standpoint. However, she interjects that's very calming, that just allows you to listen and just kind of go, oh, okay, I understand what you're saying. That's all I'm saying.
You understand,
okay,
Maze and this lady?
Wait, hold up, everybody. Wait a minute. I have to address. There's an issue I have to address real fast. All right, hold on. Now, Kat. You know, I love you. You cool. You right up the road from me and everything. But don't say that. I do not. Brown women, green women, purple women, anybody of any color, any race, whatever can talk on my show. Now, I don't allow personal attack. Yes, really. And I do not. You know, being called Paula Deen, which I'm finna talk. We can finna talk about Paula Deen anyway. I just want to know, how do you consider Paula Deen as being a racial slur?
Well, first let me address that Maeve despises me. She's made it known on other shows.
I don't
that
care.
She
not about you,
Kat.
But what are you talking about deciding? You have a problem with yourself, not me. Okay.
See what I mean? She talks over me,
you
calls me liar, you calls me names, calls me names.
Wait a minute. We need to fix
this. Hey, can I take Ebony and try to talk to her real quick?
Say what?
Oh, no.
Okay,
go ahead,
Kat.
So when she called me Paula Deen a while ago, there's this real hatred right now. The media stirred up this hatred against Paula Deen because of something she said in a private testimony she was given in private because of a lawsuit that she's in. And it was leaked by the other side, so the media's run with it and has painted Paula Deen a big old racist. So when a black woman now calls a white woman Paula Deen, she's calling her a white racist. That's exactly what Maeve said, and I'm really tired of it.
Kat. Now, you know, that's an example of what we talk about on this show all the time as being a little bit too damn sensitive. Really? Are you really going there
really?
Right now?
Really? I'm serious.
Let me break it down to you. Wait a minute, hold up, Goofy. Let me break it down to you. Now, not just before y'all got in, she started talking. She was reading the chat room where I wrote Paula Deen in 5 minutes. So that's not necessarily saying she was calling you Paula Deen, but that is not a racial slur, is it not?
Yes, she is. Did you not hear her call me Paula Deen? Go back and listen to the tape. She absolutely called me Paula Deen.
Kat, that is not a racial slur.
It is.
No. Maybe politically correct world it is, but no, that's not a racial skirt.
Let's go to the dictionary. Let's find out right now. Let's go.
Let's not make too light of this. Okay, if somebody was to call, look, if somebody was to call.
If I call Nate's Aunt Jemima, is that okay?
If you call her what?
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima.
Well, that's a whole different connotation. But Mace, that is a whole different connotation then. See, now you're getting too confused. You get the two confused.
Paula Deen
is not a racial slur. That's your interpretation of it. That is your interpretation.
No.
Okay, so maybe the question is, did Mace call, did Kat, did she call her Paula Deen?
Yes,
and if she did, what did she mean by it? What did
she
mean by
okay.
We got to ask her. We got
to
ask her.
Need to ask her.
I think we should.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, she called herself Paula Deen in the chat room. That's why I say this is Paula Deen. She called herself Paula Deen, so why would I be calling her? I am Paula Deen today. Roll it back and look at it.
Can
you call me who you want to. My name is Maeve and nothing else. It don't matter. If you you want to call me that,
Maeve.
I'm not going to answer to it. Point blank. So you just want to change the subject. So you call yourself Paula Deen in the chat room.
Wait a minute. Let's make this clear.
And I don't even want to have no argument about it. That's all you want to argue about. I want to have a conversation about what we talk about because it's irrelevant what you talk about to me.
How she would let me talk. You want to talk and just stir stuff up. You don't want to allow me to talk because I'm white. Don't you remember on Perry's show when you talked about white people hanging around black chat rooms that all they wanted to do was be close to black people? You're as racist as they come,
man. You ain't heard me
say
that.
Well, I can even bring the show up, man.
I have been talking to you. You got upset with the thing you were talking about, that trial. Which I said you confused
you
about the trial because you don't like the way it's going. So this is not Terry's show. We're on a different show. Okay?
Yeah, we are.
And I've been talking
but
to Joe before I've been talking to you. So ask Joe what kind of person am I when it comes to him.
Okay, look.
Oh,
okay.
Let's get back to the conversation. I ain't got time to argue.
Enough.
Okay, thank you.
Enough. All right.
Let's get back on topic.
So,
yeah.
All right, enough. All right, now since we're there, we're gonna talk about Paula Deen because that's what I was gonna talk about next anyway. So that just fell right into place.
Can I just
wow, we
segued
right in.
That's right.
Yeah, that just
went
right in. All right,
damn,
everybody knows
Paula Deen again.
Yeah, well, everybody knows Paula Deen, you know, she said the N-word, but there's other charges supposedly against her and her brother and one of her brother's friends. Oh. Apparently while planning her brother's wedding in 2007, Paula Deen was asked what type of wedding she should have. And she replied, "I want to have a Southern plantation-style wedding." When asked what type of uniforms the servers should wear, Paula said, "Well, I would really like this. What is it? I would really like is a bunch of little heirs to wear long-sleeve white shirts, black shorts, and black bow ties. You know, in the Shirley Temple days, they used to tap dance around." Okay.
Are we still hearing another conversation?
Yeah, there's somebody else is going on in the background.
That must be Maeve talking.
That's
Maeve. Somebody. Yeah. The black staff had to use the black back entrance, you know, to the inner lead restaurant. They could only use one bathroom. You know, the black staff couldn't work in the front or the restaurant. Just those are just some of the things. Now, also, you know, that's against Paula Deen. Well, it has come out that the person that's actually bringing the suit against them to Jackson.
Is
white and claims to be a what she call herself? A wait a minute, I had it right here.
A wigger?
No. African American adjutant. Yeah, that's what she claims. She's an African American advocate.
Advocate.
Adjutant. A D J A. They spelled it wrong, I think. A D J A.
Advocate.
Yeah, Advocate.
Big spell wrong.
A-G-B-O-C-H-E.
Eric, spell it for me. Can you spell it for me?
No.
You're spelling advocate. I want Eric to spell what's in the article.
I think that's what you meant, advocate, but they spelled it A-D-J-A-C-E-N-T.
An adjective?
Oh.
Yeah.
An adjective.
So, figure that one out.
I know of adjutant. Okay.
But anyway, and her partner has a biracial niece. So her partner now, listen to that. Her partner has a biracial niece. And she claims in the lawsuit, okay? But Paula Deen says her niece is not African-American but Hispanic. So does that really make a difference?
Oh.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. So now we get into the back and forth. Of course, Paula Deen X, who's married to someone else but who's the father of the kids, say this Lisa Jackson is upset because she didn't win a sexual harassment lawsuit, so now she's just being money on it. So my question is, does really any of this really matter? No, it doesn't.
Can I chime in first, and then I'll just be quiet. I'll be quiet. Let me chime in first. Paula Deen is a white woman. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not from Atlanta, Georgia. I've been here since 2002. I'm from the Bay Area. Paula Deen is 60 years old, white woman, born and bred in Georgia. Why people are surprised by this, I don't understand. I'm not saying it's right. Paula Deen just said something or some thing that most white people think. Not all, but most. And they just caught her at the wrong time. And to correct Kat, in terms of a disposition, that's public information. That's not private. That can always, anything that's said in the deposition can always be brought into public light. Now, the thing that I'm really having a hard time wrapping my mind around is that people are so incensed with all of these things that she's saying when this is a part of her culture, not her as a person. This is a part of her upbringing. This is a part of what she's learned. This is a part of what she's been exposed to, just like in the deposition when she talked about her grandfather, who was a plantation owner, or great-grandfather who committed suicide because the slaves were freed and he didn't know how he was going to till the land, so he killed himself. You know, she brought all of this stuff up as well. And my thing is that in 2013, why are we surprised that there are still white people who think like this? Why?
That's easy. Because we've got people walking around here still in rose-colored glasses thinking that everything is peachy keen. That's why.
Well, I don't know if we're so much surprised. I think what we're... what we like, or how I see it, is it's not really that I'm surprised she's like that. Of course, if she comes from that kind of area, whatever. What is, I guess, disturbing, I would say, is that she would publicly air those views, knowing that, you know, she has a business. She's not even smart. She's got a business that will be used, or a lot of people who will invest in it will be African Americans. So once you know this has gone public, shut up, you know, shut your mouth, keep it tight. If you had a brain, even half a brain.
Background noise, people.
I don't know who that is. But, you know, I think I'm just, you know, I'm just astonished that she could say things on tape. She could cry crocodile tears and talk such claptrap about something that everybody knows is obvious. She's a racist because she's always been a racist. It's no big deal.
Exactly. But Ebony,
you just don't want to spend that money. You just don't want
Ebony,
to spend money.
But Ebony, this shows you she's not very intelligent. She's been pulled from Food Network. She's been pulled from QVC. She's been pulled from Home Depot. She's damaged her entire brand. Now, will she make a comeback?
Yes, she will, because in America, what we like to do in America that you may not be aware of, but I'm not going to insult your intelligence, because you may very well be aware of this. What we like to do is build people up and then tear them down and then see if they can come back.
Hello, can I speak now?
We love that in this country.
Can I speak?
Because if you can rise to prominence, and then we can dig up some dirt on you, and then we can plaster it all over the news and tear you down, and you can come back again, trust me, when you come back that second time, you're going to be much better than you were
the first
time.
You're going
to be big. Okay, can I speak now? When it comes to Paula Deen, I came from the South. I'm used to seeing people like Paula Deen. That's nothing new. But that's not Paula Deen's problem. I don't see nobody running around saying that they should make Paula Deen lose her companies and all of this. Do y'all see any people, black people saying that she should lose her companies?
Not at all.
Protesting?
And you're right.
They're not
you're right,
people
man.
That's getting rid of Paula Deen. When Paula
you're
Deen
right.
came out with the, when she was working for that pharmaceutical company, said she was diabetic and doing diabetic things, that's when they got upset with Paula Deen. Has nothing to do with us.
Didn't I say that
Paula
last
Deen cakes that she cooked, I can cook the cake better than Paula Deen can, so I don't need to go to the restaurant to get no food like that, the Southern kitchen that she's supposed to be doing. I have a friend that worked in a lady's place. She did some recipe. The lady sold her recipe. She got it on the market today and selling it, but she sued her for it, but she's still doing her recipe that she took from her. She owns something big, too, and name brand. And from the day when you taste that bread, the lady is my friend that cooked it and sued her, but she's marketing it. So that's what I'm saying. When you're looking at stuff like that and you don't understand what's going on, and we didn't even bother about Paula Deen. So it's the people that hired Paula Deen want to get rid of her, not us.
Well, I said that last
and it's
week.
It's not a racist
about
thing.
About the,
I don't see a family hollering about her. And then when it comes from the South, just like Kat, she wanted to talk about Aunt Jemima. I love Aunt Jemima. I collect everything that Aunt Jemima, I collected as a collection item. So I don't know what she thinks Aunt Jemima's supposed to be something bad because it's something good. To me, it is. But that's not my name. So okay.
Well, Maze, what? Maybe what? Kat needs to watch the original Imitation of Life that was done in, I think it was in 19...
She need to get out. That's all Kat got. and I ain't got
nothing
to
well,
do
this
with
is, okay, well, we not, we, this is
okay,
not about Kat.
No, so that's why I know where she's coming from, and I've seen it. I grew up with it, and it's still there.
Yeah, it ain't nothing changed.
It had nothing to do with age.
I'm here in Georgia now. Ain't nothing changed. Nothing.
Oh, come on. Something has changed.
Hey, Mr. Talk, I'm in Norcross, Georgia. Ain't nothing changed.
What should change?
And not only the South, the North is the same way. Now, since we want to talk about it, the North is the same. And then you see a Yankee, you let a Yankee go down South, and it's a whole lot of things that they got against people from the North. I mean, it's just just like they still fighting the war.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. They still flying that Confederate flag like
yes,
they won
do.
The war.
Yes, you find
some and they lost.
So we're not on Paula Deen for what they're doing to her because we have nothing to do with it.
Right.
And whatever her brother did to take for them to have to go to court and the stuff had to come out, that was just an excuse.
Oh, that's
right.
What they were.
And just to piggyback on what Maze is saying, it's not black folks that's taking the money away from her.
Mm-mm.
It's white folks. They're taking the money away because they have invested in this multicultural platform that we have in the United States, Food Network, QVC, they get a lot of dollars from people who are not white. So they can't associate themselves with that. That's a political move. That's not how they feel personally. That's based on dollars. So, they have to take a stance in the sense that we're not going to let you affect our brand if this is how you feel. However, you're free to feel how you want, as long as she hadn't have said nothing, everything would be okay. Even though we all know this is how she feels, it would be okay. She got black people working for her. Now they gotta look for a job.
Can I say something? You know, her brother was a lot worse than her. As bad as Paula Deen was, brother was. I read the complaint. It is unbelievable.
unbelievable.
And he's a dope fiend. He's an alcoholic. The whole nine.
Had to go through just trying to keep a job. They were poor people. They were trying to cook. They were trying to be waiters. Of course, they wouldn't let Darkson ones wait on the folks in the restaurant. They had to stay in the back of the restaurant. Can you imagine that in 2013? And, but he was allegedly sexually harassing people. He would come in drunk, belligerent, yelling, screaming. He had those people under chronic emotional and physical distress.
Right.
And actually,
and he was sexually. I'm sorry.
Can I continue? Okay.
I'm sorry.
I read the complaint. I mean, it just goes on. And even the Jewish woman who filed the discrimination complaint, she was subjected to all of that stress as well because she was managing his restaurant. And as he was terrorizing off the staff and creating havoc and sexual harassing folks and watching porn on the computer and all of this alleged stuff, she had to deal with that. And her staff would look to her for protection, and she did her best. She went to Paula Deen. She went to the attorney. She went to the accountant. The people that were really in positions over those restaurants, and nothing was done. She was overlooked for a management position. She was doing the work of three managers and not being paid. They brought in a man with less experience and paid him more. Not only did they pay him more, they gave him more retirement. They gave him more vacation. They gave him more benefits. And they refused to let her have that position that they created. In fact, Bubba was stupid, too, because his common theme was to talk about how he hated to have women in any kind of marital position. Although the restaurant was failing when they brought her in, and her goal was her job was to start making a profit, and it didn't take her long to start doing that. But he said, if I could get away with not having you here, I would, allegedly. I mean, these people, the sense of just of abuse, of power, the sense of entitlement that I can say, do whatever I want to do. Because basically, y'all still is, and you're all really still on the plantation. And pretty much that's how it's been.
Okay, let me ask this question then. Oh, here we go. Okay, we know Paula Deen said that one word, the word. Okay, we know she said that. But the rest are allegations. So why are we so... what happened to innocent until proven guilty as far as the rest of it? Okay, she admitted to saying that some 10 years ago. Huh?
You better believe she just did. Well, if you want to believe that,
Think about it, man. I mean, yeah, we said allegedly, but everybody's just pulling out. You know what I mean? She got sponsors pulling out. Everybody, you know, they own her, including the media and some of us.
You think she only said that 13 years ago or 20 or whatever? Okay.
We're speculating now. We can only go by what the evidence has said, and she said what she said
the
in the deposition. Now, we all know from the way she came, you know, she probably did say it a few more times, right?
Well, you know what? I think it's beyond. It's really the totality of everything. I think if it was just that one time, but along with her brother and her husband calling folks the N-word consistently, her brother, because her restaurant and her brother's restaurant pretty much under the same umbrella. And
well,
like I said, he was worse.
Let me ask you this question then. Okay, now, Paula Deen said it then. Now, you can't tell me that folk on the Congress, the Senate, nowhere in higher government that this same word is not being used. So
all day long.
Yeah, that's why the Congress is the way it is. That way
yeah, but no,
nobody in there. They gerrymandering everything so nobody
point.
Can.
You're missing
it's
my
the
point.
It's the other allegations that they know about, and you better believe
they know about.
They consulted their company attorneys, and they said pull out because the allegations are horrendous. And Paula Deen is pretty much tied to her brother's company. They're under the same umbrella.
She was there. The woman went to Paula Deen asking for help.
Look, so, look. I'm gonna go back and say like I was saying before. And I'm a 10. Joe, where the counter at?
10.
Okay, never mind. All right, you can count the count. No, but I'm gonna go back to what I was saying, and Mace, you know, reiterated it again today. Like I was saying last week, you know, this thing here, it's not just about her using the N word. Like I said last week, they were upset because she held the fact back that she was a diabetic and she was cooking all this high calorie food. So, and then,
no,
like
she was
I said,
taking money from the, she was taking money from the pharmaceutical company.
Well, that too, but still,
that's why the people got upset.
She was still cooking all these meals,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was not favorable for a person being diabetic.
Yeah.
So now the Food Network, they couldn't do anything about it because that didn't really violate any moral clause in her contract. But when this thing came out, that probably was just enough what they needed to nudge her out. And why not give it a little bit more fuel by including this little deposition when it said the N-word? Now, we know good and well, if somebody really want to hide something, even if it's said in disposition without actually being in the courtroom, you wouldn't hear about it. So this thing was leaked on purpose. That's my opinion. Just so you get the hype and attention that it's getting now. And you know why? Just like we said earlier in the show, between Trayvon Martin and the Supreme Court, there's something else going on under the table. But the media has to play this up so they can go on and get it through and be done with it. That's what it really is all about. Now, if anybody agree with me, go ahead. We got plenty of time. But that's the way I see it.
Well,
I agree with you.
Get to what the smokescreen might all be about, what all these scandals might be about to cover up something, Michael Hood gave me some information last night. Do you know, like most people here will probably know about how the DHS is hoarding about 2 billion rounds of ammo, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's
right.
the DHS, Joe? What? Explain
Department
the
Department of Homeland Security.
Okay, thank you.
So, but everybody knows about that, and speculation is that they're probably doing it just in case of civil war or something like that. Now, here's the new thing. The fucking government has 30,000 guillotines. What is that about?
Yeah, I know. What is that about?
People that's going to do something crazy and they're going to be ready for them.
That's right.
I heard about that.
If you're not going to do nothing crazy, you wouldn't be worried about it.
Maze, where's your head at?
I mean, to give them a reason to use it. I'm not planning on doing anything
Maze,
to give them no reason to use it.
A show like mine could be considered doing something crazy.
Exactly. And they could be ahead all of us.
Yeah, I think so.
Real quick.
Okay,
really?
I would have been beheading years ago then.
But, you know, it's not
I
time
got,
yet, Maze. It's
Maze
not time
got
yet.
Rug in my jaw somewhere anyway, so it don't matter
Maze
to me. I've been saying it for years. They've been tracking me. I don't care.
30,000 guilty.
But that's what people that's worried.
All right.
That's people that's worried, right?
All right. 30, those are for chopping heads off. Those are for people just like in the French Revolution. You're against the state. Kaboom. Your head goes off. Why is the American government hoarding 30,000 guillotines?
I tell you, for these crazy people that they're going to have to use.
No, because it's leading to the police state that we all know is coming. And
people that can't
know,
have their way like they used to, that's the one losing the man.
Hey, stop talking crazy, will you?
I'm not talking
crazy. We talked about that,
Mr.
Talk. Police state.
Yes, we
Why do
yes,
you think these people got, Joe, why do you think these people got all these weapons and stuff that's not in the government sitting out waiting to do something? Militia groups and all these people. What do you think they have their definition?
Religious groups and other types of groups.
Uh-huh.
They're going to use
them. All of them. Why?
All of them?
Yeah.
Why? Which groups are you talking about?
I said the militia and all those.
Oh, the militia.
Skinheads
the militia.
And all
kinds
of people
have,
like that.
They have weapons. They're there to protect the country in their mind.
Oh, really? Okay.
So what else? What other groups? Okay, no other groups? Okay, so explain to me why the federal government has to have 30,000 guillotines when we already have supposedly a court system to put dangerous criminals away, to electrocute them if they're on death row. Why 30,000 guillotines? Seriously, no snippy, snappy, quick comebacks. The real reason. Okay. It's to kill people. It's to kill people because
it's
that's their
people?
End game.
Well, they've been killing people for the longest. That ain't nothing new.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it's nothing new.
And they're experimenting on them, too.
It's nothing new, but people don't wake up until something happens.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Mm. Until some bullshit happens, like this shit about the NSA. People are waking up now. Jeez,
That's why I say stuff like that don't bother me. Because when I look at all the experiments and different things that have been done on people.
Answer y'all a question. Do you think we're handling that situation right? The president say, to let him stay where he at. You know, he can't go anywhere.
They don't need to pay nobody no money.
Are we handling that correct, or should we really go after him?
No.
They're going after him.
Should we go after who?
Snowden.
He's a mole. He was put there for a reason.
He's a mole.
It's by design.
Okay, now this I got to hear.
No, we don't have to go after him because the whole purpose of Eric Snowden is to proliferate, and this is via the National Defense Authorization Act in terms of us writing a blank check for the private security community or what we call the National Security Administration. They get a private check. The military gets a private check. So, therefore, what he does is he substantiates the reason why we have to crack down on national security. He's just he's the carrot and the stick. You just throw him out there, and it's like, okay, now you see why we need national security, because we got our own people who are doing the wrong stuff and shouldn't be letting out all this information. Meanwhile, while that's going on, is that information is being shared across the world. They're all hooked up together. They're all on the same network. Just like when they told us Osama bin Laden's been captured and killed, and I ask everybody who's listening to this right now, did anybody see a funeral? Did anybody see the body? I guarantee you, nobody saw the body. So, Osama bin Laden can be short hair, clean shaven, walking around in the United States. Nobody would ever know the damn difference. Are you serious?
So
did you
so
see
true.
A dead body? Did you
All
see
right,
a
that's Osama
funeral?
Bin Laden. Get back to Snowden. What is Snowden? What's your point about Snowden?
My point is that all of these things are tied together. It's when they'll put somebody out there to create an illusion that, okay, we have a problem. This is the Hegelian dialect. Now, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that, Joe, being the astute intellectual that you are. George Friedrich Hegel was a 17th century philosopher in Germany, and the principle of the Hegelian dialectic is that you create a thesis, you create something that is antithesis to it, so that you will get synthesis at the end result. In layman terms, you find out what it is you want to do, you create something that will oppose it, so that you get the desired result. So now we're kind of he's given us a reason to crack down on security even more. How much are we going to crack down on? I mean, we cracking down on security.
Yeah, you mentioned
cracking down on
mole.
Security.
So in other words, he's just an illusion.
Exactly.
In order to
exactly.
crack, wait a minute. In order to crack down on privacy even more.
Exactly. That's my point.
Joe,
so they're
going to
make
see
this guy. a hunted fugitive, put him in the headlines, get people upset, get groups to rise up, like the ACLU, to have lawsuits to make sure the NSA doesn't do it anymore in order to crack down on privacy.
And all the while they're doing that, they're funding the NSA and other defense contract agencies, which is what he worked for.
That would get the opposite reaction, because people's reaction to Snowden would make the NSA get less funding in order to appease these
They're going to get more, because now we know that we have people who are not reliable in the industry. So now we have to spend more to make sure that this thing is a lot more tightly woven.
Ah, well, that would be good.
Yeah.
Joe, remember what we said when the Boston bombing happened, that smoke screen? Remember the smoke screen we said? There's a smoke screen for some other things to be actually going on. You remember that? The Boston Marathon bombing?
Yeah, I remember.
The same.
I remember the marathon.
Yeah, to put it in red.
It's the same
thing. It's the same thing.
Right. I don't remember the exact conversation, but I remember that people were throwing out there that, especially Jones, he was saying that it was done by people tracked by the NSA. They allowed them to do that so that the false flag would create such agitation that people would say, oh, my God, there are terrorists among us. Help protect us even more. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. That's how it works. That's the game.
Yeah, because remember we said, you know, we had got too complacent. You know, we thought we was nice and protected and nothing happened. Why not pick a place like the Boston Marathon and have a couple of bombs go off? Now, come on, let's think about it. Once again, you know, you got so-called terrorists who have no money when they get finished. They can't go anywhere. Really? That you can shut down a whole town, a whole city, just to look for one man.
Well, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. You see what I'm saying? That just does not happen.
These are two different elements with two different end results.
Well, I mean, really, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand. The point I can understand about knowledge is that, they could use more money in order to screen out different analysts so that they no longer will reveal the kind of data that Snowden revealed. I can understand that. But the overall point about getting more funding into the NSA, I don't buy that.
That's what they do when it comes to wars, Joe.
Not in this particular case, is what I'm saying.
Put in the pot so they can go fight somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all makes money for the defense contractors. But we're talking about the NSA right now. That's the point knowledge is bringing up.
It's the same thing, Joe. It's all it is one tentacle on an octopus. It's the same octopus. An octopus has what? Eight legs, eight tentacles?
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have this kind of smoke screen in order to have more money coming into the NSA
now you're being naive, Joe. Now you're being naive.
You guys got to use some logic every once in a while.
It is logical, Joe. It's obvious for the Boston Marathon if they had the infiltrators.
This is not the same thing with the NSA.
Joe, you're being naive, Joe.
But when it's time to do the budget, they'll just have more money in the pot.
Thank you.
If they would, why would they want more money to go into the NSA? Hold on, fellas. Why would they want more money overall to go into an agency which is spying on Americans?
The government would want it, but not the people.
They would not have this kind of a situation
Joe, here's what you're not understanding. The money is not just going to that agency. You have to understand that when we talk about national defense, and we're talking about national security.
Use the suspect. Use that as a specific link to the objective you think they're trying to get.
Okay.
Does anybody have facts in mind?
Anybody have any facts?
Oh, we just making this up.
Oh, it's always speculation.
Right. You know what? I get a little bit tired of and no disrespect to anybody who's just made some points or whatever, of a lot of speculation that happens on BTR. It gets a little bit boring. I'm not saying that, you know, we shouldn't speculate, but how much of it do we really know to be true? We're putting stuff together, possibilities, right? Mm-hmm. And what I want to know is, what is it that you want to get from the possibilities that you're putting together?
Here's your facts, Ebony. Go look at the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. What they did in this past 98-0, okay, there was not one dissenting vote. And you can pull it up. All you have to do is Google it. And it's a It's over a 600-page document. I don't advise you read all through it, but what I advise you do is look at the highlights. And what's highlighted is, number one, where an American, if you are deemed a threat to this country, and this is sedition, this is not treason, there's a difference. Sedition, where you have information and you're willing or have the ability to disseminate this information, you can be detained, you can be imprisoned, and you can be executed without due process, which is your Fourth Amendment right.
What
due process. You
what
don't
is due process?
You don't get a – well, let me finish because you want factual information. Go look that up. Now, under that is the NSA, and not necessarily the NSA. It's just national security. See, they create an umbrella where they don't want to include the government because we have national security that's not specifically the government. It's private companies, which is what Eric Snowden worked for. He did not work for the NSA. He had access to classified information. He had access, let me rephrase that, he had access to sensitive information. So what they've done is they've written a blank check to, in the guise of national security, to where not only the NSA gets this money, but it gets trickled down. And see, I'm referencing Ronald Reagan for all you young people who don't even know about that trickle down theory. And Joe understands what I'm talking about. What they did was they trickled it down so that anybody who has a contract with the government, who is involved with security, now you got a blank check. So you can basically go out and do what it is that you want to do in terms of surveillance, wiretapping. Because, see, this whole thing came after the Patriot Act, which made – the Patriot Act made wiretapping and imposing on people's privacy. That made it legal because that was on based on 911. And this whole thing about terrorism, that's not a army. That's not a particular individual. It's this fictitious entity because you can't actually fight terrorism. You can't do anything about terrorism until it rears its ugly head, and then you have to counterattack. So it's always after the fact. It's always after something happens. And you'll notice that whenever we talk about terror, it's already after something has already transpired. They had an article not too long ago where they said that they diffused a plot of somebody blowing up the New York Stock Exchange. Oh, they found out that they had some intelligence and some information and some people wanted to blow up the New York Stock Exchange, and then they, you know, after their research, they traced it back to, guess what? Somebody Islamic. That's the game. And in regards to what Joe is speaking on, what you do is that you create a maze that most people can never get through. Because even if we just wire it real tight, who can we go back to? Most people don't even know Eric Snowden didn't work for the NSA. That's not who he worked for. He worked for a company that was contracted by the government. But he had security clearance for sensitive information.
All right, now you didn't answer her question at all. Not at all. You went all the way around, okay? Why don't you give some facts to answer her question?
Here's the answer to the question. When we allow our government to run roughshod over us, and implement these types of legislation and these types of laws, we give up our right of not only due process, but we give up our right of due diligence. So there's no way that we can, as individuals, as people, we can't even circumvent the law. So in regards to what you're saying, Joe, the reason why this works and the reason why they can funnel more money in is because there's no way of tracking it. You
that
can't
even make
track
sense.
It.
Look,
okay.
The question is with regards to Snowden. Why is Snowden the smokescreen to get more money into the NSA? Would you agree that's the question?
Okay. And in regards to that question, the reason why he's a smokescreen, because what it does is it opens up this venue to where we, as much money as we're spending on national defense and security, we can't control it. So here's what we're going to have to do. This guy leaks some information out, high school dropout, whatever he is, it doesn't matter. Now we have to spend more money. We got to tighten this up, and we got to make sure that this information doesn't get out. How are we going to tighten it up? We're going to spend more money.
That I've already agreed to. But
Joe,
that's it. That's it. We're going to spend more money.
That might be, what, how much? $10 million, $100 million? The overall operation of the NSA, how does that make the overall operation of the NSA more acceptable to the American people?
Because now it's going to pacify them. You put somebody out there,
and they're
going to
think they're safe.
Wait, let me finish. You put somebody out there that exposes the information, and then you make people feel unsafe. And then you say, okay, we need to introduce legislation to make people feel more safe. It's the same thing we did with 9/11. Blow up some buildings, make people fear for their lives, and then all of a sudden enact some laws, and then when they hear them, they think they feel safer, when they're really not. They're not. You're not safer. But we're going to give you the illusion that because of what he did, now we're going to do this, now we're going to do that, and now you're going to feel safer. That's my point.
Okay.
And I'm sorry I digressed. That's my point. It's to make you feel safer.
Well, I know, I know the psychological point. The thing is that if they bring in the money into the NSA for that, people will buy it. I understand. Because,
right.
People are like that. The jailers, they're the ones who imprison you, so give the jailers more latitude to imprison you, and the people being who we are, we'll accept it.
It's the same
thing. Yeah, the thing is that overall to the NSA, I don't know, because of the scandals that are going on with the invasion of privacy, that the people will be as quick as they might ordinarily be with this.
Why wouldn't they be, Joe? Look at the shit that they're shoving down our throats. That if it wasn't for Blog Talk Radio, would half of us even be here talking about this? No, we wouldn't. We would just be worried about what's going on in our individual lives. That's it.
Now, there'd be people on the blogosphere, yeah. The thing is that
that's my point. That's my point, is that you have to create chaos in order to bring about order. You have to create a chaotic situation.
It's problem, reaction, solution, what David Icke talks about. Yeah.
Right. So what you do is you create a situation that people feel like they have no control over. And then the legislation comes in and says, okay, because of this disaster, because of this atrocity, because of this ill will against humanity,
but
here's what we have to do. And then people are like, yeah, that's what we have to
do. But here's the major difference, though. When you have something like a bombing, the blame is put on a terrorist. In this situation, the blame is put on the NSA. The NSA are the culprits. So in order to give the culprits more money for them to continue an operation, which the people don't like, it's going
right.
to be harder to swallow. If they, however, do kind of come up with this twist and spin that the money will only go to the part of the agency which will hire and screen more of these analysts, I think more people would swallow that a little faster. But overall, people are still going to have in the back of their mind who's watching the watchers. So that's
exactly.
the difference. That's the difference.
I agree.
But here's that's the major difference. The smokescreen here isn't going to be swallowed as quickly as I believe you think. Overall, who knows? The American people are, we're dumb. But
American people, when it comes to what they just did with the Voting Rights Act thing, with the part that they took out, try to stop, and nobody's complaining or saying anything about it, it's like as if it didn't happen or it's not there. But look at the people that did it.
That's my
They have other things going on. And here's another point
to
that.
That's my whole point.
Ron Paul, and he has been billionaire backer from Planeteer, who does intelligence software, is an intelligence software giant for the NSA. So now, and Peter Thiel, he owns PayPal, who formerly owned PayPal, So now you got money going to go to that too because of Snowden, Eric Snowden. So everybody's going to get paid off this.
That's my point, Joe.
Everybody's, and that's not theory. That's an actual fact about Ron Paul and the Planeteer. Yeah.
Now you see my point, Joe. Just what May said and just what Mr. Talk said.
Well, I don't see
that's
the connection
how, between
the NSA, Boston
Marathon,
and the Supreme Court decision with the Fourth Amendment. With Ron Paul, this is new to me. What happened with Ron Paul?
Ron Paul has a backer that's a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
And the billionaire owns Planeteer, which is an intelligent software giant, who happens to work for the NSA, right? And then also the owner of Planeteer is Peter Thiel, and who formed PayPal. All them, these guys are going to make money, of course, because you need to upgrade your equipment now to keep people from like Snowden being able to get in and get information like that. You understand?
Exactly.
I can see that.
Yeah, but Ron Paul is the greatest thing since.
But I want to know what's the connection between Ron Paul got some contributions from these people, and what's your point is?
Yeah.
My point is that Ron Paul is no different than any other politician. Everybody wants like Ron Paul what he thinks and what should be here and what should be there. Ron Paul is just like the
Ron Paul
other
is no
ones
different.
Up there in Congress.
So
they,
for the last 20 years
if,
of what he's voted for and what he's not voted for, that doesn't hold water.
Because if Ron Paul will stop gerrymandering and doing the different things the way they do, we would probably see a different Congress.
How do you judge a politician then?
How do you judge one?
Yeah, how do you judge one?
They're not going there making money and becoming a millionaire.
Okay, so is Ron Paul a millionaire?
Yes, probably.
Probably, huh? Okay. So in other words, you don't know.
And then when you look at all these doctors and having a fit about the medical thing, having them doctors up there, what do you expect? That'll take money out of their pocket.
What has Ron Paul done to make you distrust him?
Nothing.
So what are you talking about him for?
He's just like his father. He hadn't did nothing because his
I'm talking about Ron Paul.
I'm talking about Ron Paul. What is he doing to make me even look at him? Nothing.
And you're talking about Rand Paul? No, Rand Paul.
I'm talking
different.
About both of them.
So
they say the other one's going to be ran for president after Barack is done.
Yes,
I don't know if it's Ron or
so.
Rand.
The son. His father had writing in the supremacist groups, and his son is not too far away because he said there shouldn't be no affirmative action, and there shouldn't be. He said you should have. Things
no,
like
he
that.
Didn't.
Didn't even exist. Yes, he did. I heard
no,
it come out
he
of his
didn't.
Mouth. Yes, he did.
You talked about the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
No. The 1964 Civil Rights Act. He don't think that we should have no rights at all.
Oh, he believes blacks should have no rights at all.
No, we shouldn't have rights at all. A lot of people think we shouldn't.
No.
Because
you're
we should
saying
have the same
Ron
rights
Paul,
that you have. We shouldn't have a voting rights act. We should have the same rights that you have, but we don't.
Yeah.
Why is that? Since the government is always coming to get somebody to do something.
He believes that all people should have the same rights.
Yes,
and,
I do.
Right. So, if
but I don't see nobody standing out there saying they do, that they should have the same rights, and they should stop putting you in one district that you don't want to be in order for them to stay in Congress, to keep things the way they wanted it to be.
Come on, Joe. You know we
have
all
no idea
have
what
the same rights. Joe,
and we know
we don't all have the same rights. Come on.
Everybody has the same rights.
No,
the thing is
they
that
don't.
It's not enforced the same because of prejudice. That's true.
Well, why aren't they? All these years they should have.
And you keep thinking that libertarians, if they get into office, all they're going to
do
is make blacks sit
thing.
In the back of the bus.
They're going to do the same thing.
I tell you one thing. No. Libertarians
libertarian,
asked about.
Libertarians just a different thing. And
no,
it's
hold
a Republican
on.
In the
libertarians,
name of
libertarians, after 3 or 4 years,
will become contaminated with the same kind of morons that the Republican Party would, but not now. Because
his father was a libertarian. He didn't think no different.
Huh?
My father was a libertarian, and he didn't think no different. There's no difference between a Democrat, a libertarian, a Republican, or whatever you want to call them. They all work
Mays
together.
Mays is a mess. Mays is a mess.
So none of them are.
I love Mays.
So that's the way I see it.
So no politician is a good politician here.
No. I have friends that are politicians. I wouldn't vote for them if I had to.
Okay. But libertarians.
Hey, Joe.
Libertarians. Hold on, will you?
Is that good enough?
Libertarians, right now, today, they are the same as everybody else.
Yes.
Right now, today.
I don't hear the libertarian hollering that they want everybody to have the same rights.
What do you think libertarianism is all about? What are you talking about?
It might be all about, but I didn't hear Ron Paul or none of them up there that suppose themselves.
Ron Paul for 20 years, even when he ran in 2008 and he ran for 2012, was talking everybody should have the same rights.
Everybody should have the same. I'm saying the politicians that's up there. When the Supreme Court came out with it, why didn't one of them run up there and say, okay, we're going to do something about it tomorrow? Since they came out with this crap today, we can do something about it. I haven't heard none of them say Democrats, Republicans, or Libertarians, or anything.
Well, then you haven't
been
listening to Ron Paul because you're too busy being a communist.
Ron Paul ain't got nothing I want to hear. I've listened to
it. I know, because you don't want to listen to it.
So he's not telling me nothing I want to hear.
No, it's not because he's not telling me.
What I want Ron Paul to do is why he's up there to stop gerrymandering and change the districts. So people can vote the way they need to and put the people in the Congress that need to be there. That's
you
what I want.
You keep saying Paul hasn't said
it. But I don't hear
him
talking about that.
We have, but you keep, then you say you don't want to hear it anyway.
All the other stuff is irrelevant, what he be talking about.
Well, if it's irrelevant to you, how would you know if you don't listen to him?
He's working against the country just like the rest of them.
How would you know if you don't listen to him?
That's what I mean. I have listened to him.
Well, then if you've listened to it, then you must have heard him say that everybody has the same rights.
He said, he's up there to do the job so everybody can have the same rights. Now, where is it on the paper and in the book that he's trying to do that? Well, you can know I'm not contradicting myself.
Of course you are.
Don't me.
You have
his vote is up there.
You have listened. So
anywhere in his
it?
Vote showing that he wanted to be that way? No,
wait
it's not.
Have
your
you listened to him or have you not?
Not. His vote's not showing it, Joe.
His votes have been showing it. Because
no, it
for
has
20
not.
Years he's been called Dr. No because out of the 360 bills that he's trying to get out of Congress,
trash.
Only six were allowed
Harry
to.
Harry Reid is up there pretending he's trying to get 60 votes and hadn't got 60 yet.
What
so you
Harry
me?
Reid got to do with Ron Paul?
The same thing.
Okay, all right.
The same thing.
Same thing.
He can't get 60
go.
Votes because he's
trying. All right, Mace. We're about to go through.
Okay.
It's funny. We're about to go in a big circle right about now. All right.
Yes, we are.
Don't worry. Y'all going to have y'all chance to get this straight. All right. Hold up. Wait. We're going to end it right there. We're going to stop right there. I'm sure tomorrow y'all get into this overtime again. But right now, we're going to stop it right there. Ebony, where you at, darling? Is she still there?
I think she left.
Oh, well, her lines are still open. Yeah, see, y'all got to talk about a libertarian.
Like
oh, anyway.
That's just Joe. Joe always be trying to deflect stuff.
I'm trying.
Joe act like he got it. He like the Teflon Don. And I called him Macaroni Joe. I might have to change that to the Teflon Don. Because don't nothing stick to Joe. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. I know something that'll stick to Joe, but we ain't going to go there, right, Joe?
You mean sheep? You leave my sheep alone.
But let me say this. I love Joe. I love what he stands for. And I appreciate you, Mr. Talk, in regards to letting people have a forum and being able to talk and us just being able to exchange information and just so that Joe doesn't get me twisted. You know, I love you, brother, because I know you're extremely intelligent. I don't have to agree with you. That's not even important. That's irrelevant. It's the fact that you bring something to the table. You make people think. You have a cogent argument, and that's what's most important, is that you're a thinking person, you're a sentient being, and, you know, you handle yours. I give you credit for that, even though I don't like you.
Well, with all that, I'm going to have to get a plastic surgeon to remove your lips from my ass, all that ass kissing.
See how you win. And I'm going to have to come to Montana and kill all your damn sheep.
You know, I'm telling you, I appreciate the comments. It's going to take a long time to get those lips off my butt, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But Joe is good people, man. Joe is good people.
You know what? I can't lie, because Joe's been ride or die with me. Some have come and gone, but Joe's been ride or die. I got to give him that money.
Joe's good people, man. Joe's good people. Whether you like what he's saying or not, he tells the truth.
Joe is the only person I know who can cuss me out for having an appointment and not being able to come on the air.
and then you feel remorse and you zap yourself.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's all right, though. But we about to get up out of here.
Did Ebony come back?
I don't know. Ebony, you there? Ebony?
No. Okay.
Well, her line is open, so let me go on and shut it down then. All right, Mace, your final words, darling.
If somebody want to convince me of something, show me both sides. Don't just point me one way and tell me to look, because I'm going to look left, right, and down the middle when it comes to the parties. And let me make my choice. Because you like them don't mean I got to.
All righty then. That's it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That was short. All right. Thank you, Mace. Thank you. All right, Mr. Knowledge.
I just want to say that, you know, Mr. Talk, and I know I say this all the time, but I have to give you kudos. I've been on a few shows just as a listener and just as a participant, and in my opinion, your show is the best because you give people a forum and you let people talk. And in regards to the remarks I was making about Joe, I love that dude because he speaks the truth. You know, he does his homework, even though sometimes when I grade his homework, he done messed up. See, he's snoring now. See, he likes to act a fool. But what I just really wanted to say is that, I appreciate all your listeners, and I just love the fact that I have a voice now, which I didn't have before. Mm-hmm. I have an opportunity to just express myself, and I'm just glad that I'm able to do that, and I'm really grateful to you because you give me that opportunity. So that's all I want to say. I want to let everybody know that's on Mr. Talk Show. I love all of y'all from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. It's all good. And you know what, Joe? Fuck you. Fuck you, Joe. Okay? And I'm done. Right. I'm done.
All right, sleepyhead. Come on. Because you know you do that for real. You'll do that for real. Be snoring for real.
Oh, God.
Then come out. Was I asleep?
Put me to sleep with the bullshit.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, go ahead, Joe.
All right. You know me, man of few words. So I guess I'll see you tomorrow or, you know.
Yes, tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have a good topic tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all going to do your research because the topic tomorrow is abortions. Who's responsible for the decision?
Oh God!
Yes.
Oh, you know we're gonna have women on the show who are gonna take them all the time.
Yes. It's gonna be wonderful.
I can smell the broomstick circling right around about now. Miss Lady coming in here. Oh, geez.
Oh, whatever, Joe.
Okay.
Right.
I'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Bye. Ebony, you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Okay. are you doing final thoughts? I was talking to my daughter, so I missed the rest.
No,
sorry. Yeah, I did hear N2 Knowledge. I heard what he was saying. I was going to say, hey, we love you too. Well done. Okay, so just wanted to say good topic tonight. You always have some good topics. I actually enjoyed listening when I could. I've been trying to multitask and do stuff.
You know you
Thank you. But I enjoyed it. And just to say that I don't know if we have the answers to everything that's going on in the world. I think sometimes there are more questions than there are answers, and sometimes we've got to accept that some of it is really out of our domain. But whatever it is, I think it's good to keep our awareness heightened and to go out there and learn as much as possible as we can about what's going on in our world. Because if we don't, who will? That's my point. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the topic tomorrow night. I just appreciate everybody who's on. And I always enjoy listening to your show and interacting. So, thank you.
All right, no problem.
How
like
was
I
it?
Say, anytime. You know, anytime.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm talking about this week. I've kind of taken a little rest from putting anything up because I just give myself time to decide what direction I'm going to take with topics. But I tell you what happened today. I actually sent a tweet to Travis Smiley.
Oh, really?
And he retweeted it.
Oh, really? Ooh. What did he say?
Yeah, he did. Well, I kind of welcomed him to Blog Talk Radio, and I said, I really enjoy seeing your huge smile, your awesome smile when I log on every day.
Oh,
I like,
okay.
I sucked up big time. I really sucked up.
Of course, coming from a woman, yeah.
And then he retweeted it to everybody, and I was like, oh, bless him. That's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try
to
see what
I
can.
Like, yeah,
invite
I was
him
like,
to the
you
show.
Know, man. Yeah, there you go. Men, right, you give them a little bit of encouragement and know that they will tell the whole world. So I'm happy he actually responded. And maybe that means I'm going to get an email someday saying, come on my show, come and talk to me. Hey, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That's right. Don't forget to bring me along, man. We partners, remember?
Yeah, we're partners. I'll tell him we're double act. You can't have one without the other, definitely. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. You take care.
You too, Ebony. See you tomorrow. All right, y'all, another outstanding show. Hey, look, I'm going to have to give all my callers and people participating a hand. They make the show. I don't make the show. They make the show. I just throw up the topic sometimes. Sometimes I just throw up the topic. But I just want to thank people. I really do. We had an incident. Cat, I don't know. To me, being called Paula Deen is not a racial slur. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. Hey, but that is an example of what I say all the time about the way our society has gone. You know, we're just too damn sensitive about the wrong things. The wrong things. You know, just being called Paula Deen. Now all of a sudden that's a racial slur. What? Really? I think you've been called Paula Deen. You know, I would think, you mean I can cook a little bit? You know what I mean? That, if you call me Paula Deen, that's what I would think. I can cook a little bit. So we got to get off this sensitivity kick that everybody's on, this / political correctness mess. It's ruining our society. It's getting to a point to where we can't have conversations without worrying about offending someone, without worrying about someone taking your comments the wrong way. Come on, America, let's get it together. You know, we're too sensitive about the wrong things. What we should be sensitive about, what we should be up in arms about, we're not. We're not. You know, look, everyone on this show has an opinion. Everyone on this show has been through certain things. We all come together. None of us are experts. None of us are perfect. So basically what I'm saying, when you come to my show, leave your ego wherever you're going to leave it at. Because this is not a show for egos. This is not a show for sensitive people. I tell you that all the time. This is an adult show. Go in there. I'm not going to let anybody personally attack or disrespect you. I'm not going to do that. But on the same stick, come on now, leave that sensitivity stuff wherever you leave in your ego. So once you feel like you get all sensitive, then you're going to miss an important part of the show. Now, some say, well, you're not as sensitive as I thought you were. It's not about being sensitive. It's about being fair and honest and calling it like I see it. This is my show. I can do that. Contrary to what a lot of people believe. And I didn't deem that as being racist. I didn't. But, of course, I will look out for that next time. And I know where it started in the chat room, so I'll be on top of that as well. Once again, the hammer's about to drop. Who's going to be in the way? Yes. All right, y'all. Well, those were my final words. If you want to leave me a message, send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can always go to my Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Leave me a message. Befriend me. Hey, whatever you want. I'm going there right after the show. I go there every day. I'm on that page about 1,200 times a day, always checking, trying to find new things to post. So go and check it out and just read some of the articles I put out there. You'll be surprised at what you may learn from that. All right? But just remember to keep smiling. Hey, keep smiling, man. I tell you, you'd be surprised how many lives you change just by seeing you smile, let alone talking about you yourself. You know, you can't stay mad all the time, even though you may try. Just try and smile, okay? Show appreciation. No, and don't look for appreciation back. You show appreciation because you really mean it. No, you really mean it. Because some people do deserve appreciation. They really do. Everybody like to be appreciated. At least once in their lifetime. All right? And once again, forgive with an open heart. Don't forget that. But before you forgive with an open heart, make sure you have forgiven yourself and your heart is clear first. If not, there's no way you can ever forgive anyone else. Okay? And a new one. A new one. I got a new one today. Look, stop holding things over your mate's head. Whether it's your wife, your husband, stop doing that. If you say it's over, let it be over. Do you get my point? Don't wait 8-9 months later and bring out something that you said was over when y'all first got married. It doesn't work that way. That means you just carrying that baggage along. Put the baggage in a trash bag and sit it out on the curb and let it go. Because as long as you're holding that, and every time something happens, you bring that up, you're not doing anything but causing more chaos than anything. Okay? Your mate may not say much about it, but it's stuck in their brain too now. Because every time something come up, they know you're going to bring that up. It's not a good thing. Really, it's not. All right? Well, until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific time. Y'all have a great day. And you know what? We're going to go out of here with what we went out with Friday, boogie shoes, because I feel like dancing right now because I feel good. All right? So we're going to go out of here with boogie shoes, and I'll see y'all tomorrow afternoon. Have fun. I'm out of here.